Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, September 20th, 2024, and all hell is breaking loose. Strap yourselves in.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Forty-five days, 14 hours, 59 minutes, 40 seconds, the most important election in world history. It is Friday, September 20th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Okay, folks, Senator Josh Hawley has come out with a Secret Service whistleblower who works at Mar-a-Lago saying they stood down default. It's an inside job. I mean, it's just insane, beyond even what we saw in Butler. All right, that's coming up, and I'm going to play a report from him on Fox News talking about it. Then Matt Gaetz got a DHS warning, and so did Trump, that there are five hit teams inside the U.S., three foreign, two domestic, actually trying to hunt and kill the president. Then we've got just so much more today. Evidence mounting was a laser attack on Trump, but he was up in the lights with his pupils closed. People back in the dark got their eyes fried. It's either that or chlorine gas, but things are pointing towards it being lasers. It's all coming up first. Senator Josh Hawley on Fox.
Senator Josh Hawley joins me now. Senator, what are you hearing now from people that are speaking to your staff?
Well, what we've heard, Jesse, from new whistleblowers who've come forward about this second assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life, and here's what they have told us. That golf course that the president was playing, Secret Service have guarded that course many, many times, and what the whistleblower says is, protocol calls for Secret Service to station agents along the places in the course that are known vulnerabilities. I want to emphasize, the service has guarded this course many times. They know where there are vulnerabilities. They normally station agents there ahead of Trump's appearance on the course, but they apparently did not do that this last weekend. And the whistleblowers tell me, that's strange. That's out of protocol. It's not even clear Secret Service swept the perimeter before Trump took to the course. Also a breach of protocol. And they want to know why, and so do I. I think the Secret Service deserves to give us answers.
We're hearing conflicting reports about who fired off those rounds at Ruth. Was it a guy sweeping the perimeter during the round, or was it the advance team who was a hole ahead? Do we have any understanding of what the truth is there?
I don't think we do yet. Certainly I don't. And again, the Secret Service, the FBI, DHS have not been forthcoming on this. Jesse, I want to emphasize, we are over 2 months, of course, since Butler. Do you know that the Secret Service still has not given congressional investigators the documents and evidence we have been asking for 2 months? 2 months since Trump was shot in the face. Now he has been shot at, or nearly so, again, and still Secret Service is stonewalling right down to this hour. I mean, what is going on here? They need to level with us. They need to level with the American people, and they need to tell us what in the world is happening.
I mean, even your colleagues, pretty partisan colleagues on the left, Blumenthal, even he's just had it. So we're also hearing, and this is new, tell me if you've heard this as well, that the Secret Service told the locals in Butler, oh, no, no, we got the roof. Don't worry about the roof. We got it. Is that what you heard, too? Because they didn't get it.
You know, I saw this in Senator Grassley's recent report, and I can tell you, Jesse, I can confirm that local law enforcement in Butler, local whistleblowers have told me in my office that Secret Service was indeed the one that took, of course, the planning lead on the day, and that Secret Service was supposed to be in charge of securing that location. And they didn't do it. And I tell you what, local law enforcement has been extremely upset, to put it mildly, for months now that they've been blamed. The Secret Service went public, blamed the locals, and the locals say it wasn't our responsibility. Secret Service was supposed to do it. Jesse, the local police even offered Secret Service drones on the day in Butler. Secret Service said no.
Do you believe in your heart that the Secret Service is just incompetent or they're compromised?
You know, all I can
say
is this,
when
for 2 months, you won't answer questions in public, you won't give congressional investigators any documents or evidence, you won't comply with the most basic request for information,
he lied to Congress.
There's a lot of troubling questions. It's a stonewall, Jesse, that's all there is to it.
Our country is a state of war.
I don't know why they're stonewalling, but it can't be good. And it's time for them to come clean.
It's unacceptable. And again, great job with your office communicating with these whistleblowers. It's the only way we're getting the truth out there. Thank you, Senator Hawley.
All right, we'll be back. It's all at InfoWars.com. Share it. This bad boy is the number one seller at the AlexJonesStore.com. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globalists let us know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing T-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. Fund the operations. We fight the tyrants at point-blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. thealexjonesstore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Global domination is the name of the game. There are three major power blocks: the communist Chinese, the Russians, and the Anglo-American establishment, that is the UK, the US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Western Europe. And the particular dominant group is the Anglo-American establishment. That's what they call themselves, what the Russians call it. Goes back 900 years, this long-term fight that has continually been going on. And the end of the old financial system is happening now. They want to launch the new global system right now. And quite frankly, all the major power blocks are pushing the same cashless society control grid. Now, we have so much insane news today, with only 45 days left to the most important election in world history. And we've got the 76 days when President Trump is president-elect. So let me tell you what is coming up here today. We have the head of Rasmussen Polling, which is one of the most respected polling groups in the world, joining us at the start of the next hour. Mark Mitchell's their head of polling, their vice president. He's one of the top pollsters in the world, the most accurate on record. And Kamala is collapsing in all the battleground states, particularly Pennsylvania and Georgia. That makes them even more desperate. He's going to go through all this breaking news in 53 minutes from now. Now, let me tell you what we've got for you. Jack Posobiec, Mark Mitchell, Mike Adams, myself, Jay Dyer. Okay. Huh. We're in a war. We're peaceful. We're an information war with the truth and justice and common sense and prosperity and security and love of God and country and family. We're selling delicious ice water in the Sahara for free. They're selling cyanide in the Sahara. We're handing out coats at the North Pole. They're trying to take people's clothes. I mean, it's that cut and dry. The globalists want you to eat bugs. They want you to own nothing and have nothing. They believe it's their right to rule and dominate and have full power. And there's nothing more frustrating than knowing the enemy plan, reading their books and articles and white papers and watching their meetings and how public they are about the future is not human. Well, everybody will be sterile by 2040s. I can play you the clips. WEF, UN, world government, we own your bodies. You're going to be nanotech. We're injecting you with nanotech. And then they deny they're doing it when we say don't do it. We're in a war. The globalists are not just at war with us. They're at war with every population, every family, every individual over your freedom, over your right to control your own destiny. They want you to be a cog in their machine while you're useful as they slowly kill you. So, to talk about the war front and all the top Democrats saying ban free speech, put Trump supporters in jail for their speech, Gavin Newsom signing laws to do it. you have to understand that the enemy's losing and they know they're losing. So here's what we've got on the plate today. Matt Gaetz comes out yesterday afternoon and says DHS briefed him, that's Mayorkas, just as bad as the Justice Department, two peas in a pod, that there are five hit teams confirmed in America, three foreign, two domestic. You know, those are all globalist cutouts. They can just fund a group that thinks they're working for Iran or Russia. They really work for the globalist. What's the plot of every James Bond movie? There's a terror group that's about to carry out a terror attack and blame somebody else or start a war. And who wrote those books? Ian Fleming, the deputy head of OSS and then MI6. And he gave speeches and wrote articles saying this is the kind of stuff we saw really happen. What's Vault 7 that Snowden released? It's all the CIA spoofing hack attacks, spoofing death threats, posing as somebody else, false flagging. Hillary said when she was running 2016, if there's one cyber attack, we'll nuke Russia. Well, you can spoof that. You can frame that so easy. And we have the CIA documents where they do it. I've had the feds plant child porn on our computers and then do discovery to find it and try to claim it's me. But even the FBI came out and said, Jones is the victim of this. It was planted on the computers. Of course it was. So there's some good people in the government, a lot bad. It's a war. It's a civil war between good versus evil. You're trying to make it a civil war, white versus black. No, it's the people against the establishment. You know, I got clips of PDD saying, Trump's evil. We're going to have a black against white race war because of Trump. Trump's just trying to empower the country and unify us. So here's what's going on. Just today, just the last 24 hours, five hit teams, three foreign, two domestic, we're told, by DHS, that's been standing down and all the rest of it, at these Trump assassinations, saying confirmed, not speculation, not chatter, five hit teams with 45 days left of the election are in the U.S. trying to kill Trump. Then Senator Josh Hawley released this last night. I had the letter. He's been on Fox talking about it. A Secret Service agent came to him, and I've got his letter right here, and said, we've been there at Mar-a-Lago for years. They stood down. They always do sweeps of the woods. When he plays golf, they put people basically right at the spot and other spots where you can come to the woods and shoot Trump. And there was a stand down. And it appears the Secret Service was working with the shooter. That's kind of a big deal. Then we've got a week and a half after it happened, two Sundays ago, Trump's in Tucson, and 20 of the people, that's all there were, it was 20 to the left, 20 to the right, on the corner of the stage behind him where he came in and where he left. Some of them still can't see. Their retinas have been burned. Their eyes have been burned, and that could be chlorine gas or some other type of gas, or it could be an infrared laser, which you can't see with the naked eye. You can put a certain type of dust into the air that does reflect it, and then you'll see it shimmer. But you don't see an infrared laser. Just like you can't see infrared in sunlight. There's a full band of light in sunlight, and the infrared is in the not visible light spectrum, but will burn you. They've got infrared lasers they use to work on electronics and finish microchips. If you've seen the movie Elysium, when he works at the robot factory, type in robot factory accident Elysium, it'll come up. Matt Damon, robot factory accident. Or Matt Damon gets fried in robot factory, and you notice it's a high-powered laser slash also radiation that they fire into the chips. But the point is that you don't see it. And that's a perfect weapon, and the Russians have it, the Chinese have it, the UK has it, the US, so they all have it. We've got ships with it, everything. We've had U.S. ships and aircraft hit with infrared lasers. And again, that's what's the light and the sunlight that burns you. So there's that. And I was saying you could put two tablets in the type of chemicals you need in a bottle of water, close it, have the tablets in your pocket, have the bottle of water, go into the rally, pop it in, release it. And then that gas rises up and burns your eyes. But it's even better. You can have something that looks like a light, because it is a light. That's what a laser is, direct a different type of focus light. Or you can have it even look like a camera, and it's aimed right at Trump. You ask, why wouldn't his eyes be burned? Well, they might have, and Trump's just acting like he's tough and isn't affecting him. I didn't notice he's been squinting a lot lately, and looks like he's not too happy. But the people directly behind him got fried from the angle. So I think Mike Adams is right. He's an engineer. This looks like laser. The hospitals are saying these people can't see. Their eyes are burning. So we've got that. That just illustrates for you how crazy and everything is. And remember what I said back on the 13th of July, what I've said since then, what I said this week, what I said last week before they tried to kill him again in Palm Beach at his golf course outside Mar-a-Lago. I said, for every assassination attempt you know about, I guarantee you there's three or four you don't. That's an exact quote. Now we learn five professional hit teams, not one, not two, not three, not four, five hit teams are inside the United States with a mission to kill Trump, and they won't say who. Well, you know, they're going to say the Iranians. They're going to say Hamas. Iranians, Hezbollah. They're going to say Russians. That's the three foreign groups. When they finally say it, that's who they'll blame, one of those or all of those. And then two domestic groups. So why are they doing that? Well, we know. I mean, there's a 99% chance. I mean, I know for sure, but let's just say 99. That's being done so that when they kill Trump, they can blame it on the Iranians or the Russians, which I've been saying before they tried to shoot Trump last week and before they hit him in the ear, grazed him 2 months and 8 days ago in Butler, Pennsylvania. I said they will start blaming Iran for the next assassination attempt, and 3 days later they did it on the 16th. Black clockwork. That's all I do is war game this. I see all the pre-programming that's already there. You can see as well. Everybody else can see it. And now you got senators going, yeah, they stood down in Butler. They stood down in Florida. Of course they did. This is this human trafficking demon Mayorkas and Kamala. And I mean, they won't even give Trump regular Secret Service. President gets hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. His stupid wife gets hundreds. Trump usually has about 15 Secret Service agents now. But they've got all the cops wanting to help him, but they won't even work with them, we now learn. Under default orders of Ronald Rowe, who lied to Congress and says he doesn't know who stood down. He doesn't know what happened. Turned out he took full control of Butler and ordered everybody off the site, wouldn't put people on the roof, wouldn't let them sync their radio channels, which is standard. That's like a bank manager leaving the door open and the vault open when he leaves at 6 o'clock at night. And then the cops look at the surveillance camera and go, the front door's open, the vault's open. Let's look at the surveillance cameras and see who left it open. And the cops zoom in, the FBI zooms in and notices, wait, the vault manager just acted like he hit the code on the vault and locked it. He didn't. They go check the computer record. You're indicted, buddy. And then they get his information. They find out off geolocating with a cell phone and that he's been meeting with the bank robbers for 2 months. You're going to the pen, buddy. It's the same thing here. They opened the gates. They did it all. It's right there. You have to do mental gymnastics not to see how that's happened. So they're laying the groundwork to truck bomb or drone attack or missile his airplane out of the sky. Ooh, super professional, five groups, three foreign governments. They're here. They're going to kill Trump. so that when they have a more professional, not just some brainwashed leftist that they wound up and protected and trained, just like the Butler shooter, or trained in Ukraine and under CIA like the Florida would-be shooter. No, now they're going to bring in their professional teams and say, oh, the Iranians did it. And then Americans will get so pissed when Trump's dead, some of them will believe it. Go, that's right, let's nuke them right now. That's 45 days out. 45 days out, and this is what we're dealing with. And we've got all these Democrats passing laws to ban free speech in California. Hillary's saying arrest Trump supporters for their, quote, disinfo, that she decides what's disinfo while she lies constantly. And you got Kamala coming out with a video last night saying, I've never wanted your guns, and Tim Walz doesn't want your guns, and if somebody breaks my house, I'm going to kill him. Meanwhile, we've got a huge compilation of her saying she'll ban the guns. But she says in the same speech, though I do want to ban semi-autos. I'm not going to ban your guns. I'm just going to ban most guns. There's, you know, that's the semi-autos. And then just to give you a little flavor of where we're at, because any other talk show host would be talking about this nonstop, and I'm going to hit this now and then get back into all this and give you breaking inside intel with Jack Posobiec coming up here in 10 minutes. But I want to show you this first for your TV viewer. People have been asking me what's going on for 11 weeks since the feds tried to shut us down illegally without a court order. The judge found out that the Justice Department appointed through the court, because they wanted to come into my case, this is very rare, U.S. trustee ordered this place shut outside law, and the judge fired her and fired the CRO that I've been dealing with for a year and a half, sabotaging the hell out of this place. What broke last night? People hear this like, really? Justice Department? No court order? Ready for this? Wall Street Journal, New York Times, all over the news right now. Bloomberg. Alex Jones bankruptcy trustee sales efforts challenged by the DOJ. Now, it's very cut and dry that the assets of Free Speech Systems, the website, the equipment, the shopping cart, all that can be sold. And they know full well that there are a bunch of Patriot buyers. And then the operation continues on. And the Sandy Hook Democrat Party front group, run by the CIA on record, it's come out, FBI in court. They've been, yeah, the FBI ran the whole thing in court. During the fake trial, Bureau was already found guilty. They said, we don't want money. We want him shut down. And they claim they own my name now in filings and my any social media, even though the president says they don't. They're going to try. I've got to fight them. So here's Bloomberg. Alex Jones bankruptcy trustee sale efforts challenged by DOJ. InfoWars for sale. Alex Jones assets, again, debated in bankruptcy court. Wall Street Journal. So you heard back in June, personal assets to be sold, but company bankruptcy dismissed. I'm in personal bankruptcy. I own Free Speech Systems. Under most of the precedent, I'm able to agree to that with the new trustee who's been fair and nice so far and not gotten in our way. Let us keep operating. So now we're actually in the black some. But yes, if there is an LLC, you can't force its sale even in bankruptcy, but I'm in bankruptcy so you can. But the federal government has come into my bankruptcy. I told them they've been involved in the whole thing. They come to the depositions and threaten me and say, if you say one thing wrong, you're going to jail, and read U.S. codes to me, trying to scare me as if I've done something wrong. I'm literally a Boy Scout. All I've had is mainline accountants and CPAs. I don't even touch the money. They lied and said hundreds of millions of dollars. I was going to go to jail. Remember that? Now, New York Times. Alex Jones had meager assets. We were wrong. Yeah, you just made all that stuff up. So what I do have is a giant audience and kick-ass listeners and activists and amazing researchers, and we're fighting the new world order. That's what we are. So everybody hears, oh, it's shutting down. It's in the news. It's shut down 10 weeks ago. And then it didn't happen. People are like, what's going on? They illegally, outside of law, vigilantes from the Justice Department, came in here and ordered the place shut down with private security coming in, and I told them, I'm calling the police. You can't do that. Had basically a standoff for 3 days. People at first are like, is he kidding? People, our government doesn't do that. Oh, the government doesn't ban speech in California and felonies? Hillary didn't get on TV and say she wants to put us in jail for our speech. You damn right they are. You damn right they're trying to kill Trump. We are not in Kansas anymore. We are in a war. The New World Order is coming down on us. They've dissolved the border. They're human trafficking children and sex slavery and slave labor. The sky, they're starting World War III with the Russians. They already started it. The sky's the limit. So what have they filed? Well, the feds filed they don't want to be able to be sold, and they just want it closed. And they want it closed. You can't make this up. In the first week of November. What are they going to do in that 76 days that they want the real Alex Jones on X? My personal thing I've had for 17 years. Nothing to do with them. Nothing. I promote InfoWars on it, but it's mine. The terms of service say they can't have it. There's no court cases they can get it. They don't care because they want me off air with whatever they're going to pull. So, just like when they tried to do this 11 weeks ago, I said, they're getting ready to kill Trump. This isn't about me. The orders have come. They had the Justice Department. When I first filed for bankruptcy and free speech, send a letter to the lawyers we had that got scared and quit, big ones, saying, this comes from the president. He will not be afforded the bankruptcy system. I had the witnesses. They have the emails. They're so arrogant. They send emails. This ain't America, buddy. You don't get any freedom. So that's where we are. So here's the deal. Without getting into all the minutia, I need your support. I need your aid. Like Travis at the Alamo, I need your support. I need you to go to our sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, and get great products that are amazing. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I need you to go to TheAlexJonesStore.com and get amazing Patriot t-shirts so that we have the funding and sponsors and everything to go into the future. Regardless, it is beyond critical. We're going to show you some B-roll here of the new t-shirts that have come in. Now, these are bestsellers already, and those are great. But I tell you what, those are the t-shirts that came in a few weeks ago. They're great, too. You just go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll punch up the actual website on air. You can see the new ones. Now, look at those. Look at those. Look at that. Look at that royal blue with the classic join or die. I designed that, baby. I mean, that's what I want. And it says join or die. And then it says realalexjones.com, a site you'll be hearing a lot about in the future. Then we've got the fourth anniversary for 2020 of Space Force being officially launched. The classic Tyranny Response Team is back. And a classic shirt I designed more than 15 years ago. We haven't sold for over a decade. A big old join or die on army tan green, olive drab with the snake starting at your down at your stomach on the right up to your over your heart to the left. The don't snack on me shirt. Now more than 50 incredible original designs at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, the enemy wants this shut down for a reason. And believe me, I'm running around, got a lot of stuff going on I'm not going to tell the enemy about because they're watching too. But if you want to put your money where it has the biggest effect against the globalists and stops them, you need to flood us with support at thealexjonesstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com, and infowarsstore.com. I've fired the bat signal. I'm in your hands, you're in my hands. I respectfully am asking for your aid and comfort. Will you give it to me in our time of need? I'll never back down, but I could give out. I need your help now.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw.
Fight
and tyrants at Point Blank Range, and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
All this crazy stuff's happening because the globalists are losing control very quickly. And even if they're able to take out the leadership of the liberty movement here in the United States and other countries, it's a Pyrrhic victory because they will be destroyed in the process. I would tell the globalists they need to back off, they need to surrender, they need to sue for peace, and they need to capitulate. Now, Jack is stuck in traffic. He's almost home. We'll be on with us in a few minutes. Jack Posobiec's got a bunch of big intel on the apparent laser attack on the Trump supporters a week and a half ago in Tucson, Arizona, on the five professional hit teams here to kill Trump, DHS. This is confirmed.
course, it's their cover for getting ready to kill Trump. Josh Hawley and the Secret Service whistleblower on the stand down at Mar-a-Lago last Sunday. That's only 6 days ago. Seems like 6 years ago. And so much more here. But I want to get into Kamala and her next level gaslighting. It's spectacular, quite frankly. Just like, I'm not for fracking. That's insane. You're nuts. There's no Haitians doing anything wrong. And Springfield, you're crazy, Trump. There's no Venezuelan gangs taking over apartments. I mean, and there's no moon in the sky, and there's no sun in the sky, and there's no fish in the ocean. Freaking nuts. There's no hot dogs at baseball games. There's no meow in the kitty cats. There's no boom boom in the gun. There's no bam bam in a boxing match. There's no hut hut in the football game. There's no white on rice. There's no sting in a bee. There's no flirt in a date. There's no punch in an ass kicking. This goes on and on. But first, I never get to this type of stuff. And Trump is known for this very quietly. He never talks about it. He got it from his dad. They were so rough in business with big companies or the mafia they would push around or just any of it. But people they knew, people they didn't know, when they had tragedies, the Trumps just do this. It's what they do. And I've experienced it just a little myself. And when I got married 8 years ago, Trump gets my wife's cell phone number, calls her. She says, Trump. She's just talking to him like, you know, 8-9 minutes. I was like, hey, I want to talk to him. I'm like grabbing the phone away. And he's just telling her what a great guy I am and what a patron I am, how lucky she is, and blah, blah, blah. It was just a nice thing to do. He does that all day long. So here's a video of the equivalent of hundreds of thousands of dollars at the time they gave this family when Trump was going to private school in his primary school. And here's the father talking about when he was a little kid, what happened when his dad died and what Trump's dad did. Here it is.
I have an amazing story to tell you real quick about what President Trump's father, Fred Trump, did for myself, for my brother, for my sister, for my mother. 1974, my dad suffered a major heart attack. I went to the same school as Donald Trump, the Kew Forest School. 3 days after my father's burial, there was a knock on the door one school morning, 7 a.m. I answered the door. It's a distinguished gentleman. I was 10 years old. My father just died. The gentleman said, kid, call your mom. I called my mom from upstairs. She came down. Gentleman said to my mom, I am Fred Trump, Donald's father. And my mom says, yes, I know Donald went to the Kew Forest School. And Mr. Fred Trump said to my mom, yes, Mrs. Stratton, very sorry about Joseph's death. And what you don't know is I'm still on the Board of Trustees at the Kew Forest School. And this morning, I let Headmaster Mr. Philip Rogers know that from this day forward, myself, Fred Trump, out of my own pocket, is going to pay for your 3 children's tuition because I don't want the kids to have to go back into the public school system. And the tuition in 1974 was $2,500 per child, $7,500, which is about $80,000, $100,000 in today's money. And who would do that except the President Trump's father? The fruit doesn't fall far from the tree, and they give the Trump family grief. The Trump family is a wonderful family. The entire family. Sorry. And who else? Can you picture Joseph Biden or Kamala Harris doing that? No. All they care about is buying another mansion. I'm going to tell you, the Trump family is wonderful. I love you, Donald. I wish I could shake your hand. It was my mother's last dying wish to shake your hand and to thank your father, Fred Trump, for what he did for us kids in 1974 in Forest Hills, New York. I love you, President.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you so much for sharing that with me.
So, there you go. And I didn't put in a call to have Trump call when I got remarried. He just found out about it, and that's the kind of stuff he does. It's crazy. And he's totally loyal to you're not loyal to him. And that's where we are. So it's well known that Hillary, Gavin Newsom, it's in the news. They never give tips. When we cover Bilderberg around the world, from Istanbul to England to the U.S., we always get into the hotel a few days before they close it. We talk to the bartenders and people, and they say, hey, they're going to be really rude and mean. I know you won't give us info now, but just give us your number. When you see how horrible they are, you're going to call us. They go, oh, my God, they're really rude. They don't give us tips. They tell us not to look them in the eyes. We've got these documents in the trash can. Do you want them? We go get the documents. It's the same thing at Davos. They hate you. It's not they don't care about you. They want to kill you. They are the most monstrous, evil, greedy. Who wants to cut the energy off and make people poor? They do. Who wants to increase taxes on tips and overtime? They did that. Trump's going to get rid of it. They're jerks. They're beyond jerks. They are just the most horrible thing you can imagine. It's worse. Get that through your heads. And I know most of you understand that. But, I mean, really, we're up against, I mean, the Republicans passed in the House. The Democrats said they're going to vote against it. They may beat it in the Senate to deport someone convicted of rape who's an illegal. The Democrats almost voted to a person. I have the articles and news clips. I have the vote. I have video of the vote on C-SPAN. You want to see it? I posted it on X. You can watch it. Yesterday afternoon. They won't deport rapists convicted? They're villains for real. And then Kamala, oh, I'm not for fracking, dozens of videos and sets policy. Oh, I'm the best border czar. I was never the border czar. Oh, I was a border czar. Oh, I built the wall. I mean, the whoppers that these people tell. And we catch so many of the COVID heads in England, the U.S., behind the scenes laughing. Oh, it's all fake. Your immunity's great. I wouldn't take that shot. Ha, ha, ha. We locked everybody up while we had orgies. You're like, wow, what scum. And they're given orders, and they follow the orders, and they get money. So when you look at this trash, they are the mercenaries. So here's Kamala on Oprah. If somebody breaks into my house, they're going to get shot. And then dovetail it with a new video she released, clip 4. So 2 and 4. Kamala Harris is now branding herself as a staunch Second Amendment supporter. And then we're going to play what she actually stands for. Here it is.
At the debate, I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody and I that breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes, yes. I hear that. I hear that.
Probably should not have said that.
But
my staff will deal with that later.
Yeah. But you...
I and Tim Walz are both gun owners. We will not take anybody's guns away. We also need to have reasonable gun safety laws. I believe that we need an assault weapons ban. We need universal background checks. We need red flag laws.
I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun. I did not know that.
If somebody breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
That's enough.
Yes, yes.
So, it's like she's on Sesame Street or Mr. Rogers. She's got a cue card up your radio listener. I'll describe it. Listeners, viewers just saw it. But let's decipher what she said. Oh, I'm for your guns. I just want to ban assault weapons. That's all semi-auto, including handguns. But she says, and of course, I want universal background checks. That's registration. When you give your wife or husband or 18-year-old son or daughter a gun, or grandpa dies. So it's ban all semi-autos, register guns, and it goes on from there. They've already done that everywhere. They did that in Australia, Canada, you name it. Very hard to own a gun now. Banned in most parts of the world. The same formula, the same steps, they do it. But we put together a little compilation here. You know, I told McBreen to make it a minute long, but he couldn't help it. It's like 3 minutes long. The Jack Posobiec's coming on with all the big news and all the assassination attempts and the insanity and the whistleblowers and the five hit teams and the laser attacks. And it's just getting, it's not getting, it's total bonker land. Like they say in Ghostbusters, end of the world type of stuff, wrath of God, dead rising from the grave, dogs and cats living together. It's not funny, though. Here's a short compilation of her, where she really stands.
I and Tim Walz are both gun owners. We will not take anybody's guns away. We also need to have reasonable gun safety laws. I believe that we need an assault weapons ban. We need universal background checks. We need red flag laws.
I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes, yes. I hear that. I hear that.
Probably should not have said that.
You wanted mandatory government buyback programs for assault weapons. Now your campaign says you don't.
Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
California Senator Kamala Harris says if she becomes president, she will take what her campaign calls executive action to combat gun violence.
Upon being elected, I will give the United States Congress 100 days to get their act together and have the courage to pass reasonable gun safety laws. And if they fail to do it, then I will take executive action.
We, who believe in the freedom to live safe from gun violence, and that's why we will work to pass universal background checks, red flag laws, and an assault weapons ban.
It is reasonable to say that weapons of war have no place on the streets of America, and by that, I mean assault weapons. Weapons of war. They were literally designed to be weapons of war.
This business about taking everyone's guns away, Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away, so stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
I believe in the Second Amendment, but I also believe we need to renew the assault weapons ban.
I'm also in favor of the assault weapons ban.
Look, we have 5 million assault weapons on the streets of America, and we have 5 million assault weapons on the streets of America. And assault weapons have been designed to kill a lot of human beings quickly. They are weapons of war, and there is no place for them on a civil society.
There is no reason why we have assault weapons on the streets of a civil society. They are weapons of war. They are designed to kill a lot of people quickly.
An assault weapon is designed to kill a lot of human beings quickly.
We don't have any, we have to get these guns off the street. But I also, you know, I have faith in the American people to know that, you know, that we want to comply with our laws, and that I know that to be true.
We want to ban assault weapons, and they want to ban books. And Congress needs to have the courage to act and renew the assault weapons ban.
We need an assault weapons ban. These are reasonable things to do.
There is no reason that we have weapons of war on the streets of America. We need reasonable gun safety laws.
And it's something I'm so passionate about and so looking forward to being president to address. We've got to deal with this.
How mandatory is your gun buyback program?
It's mandatory.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Jack Posobiec is with us, investigative journalist, former naval intelligence, and some of the best sources out there as private investigators on the ground investigating both the attempted assassinations of President Trump. He'll be doing a big briefing with myself and Tucker Carlson in Reading, Pennsylvania on Monday. It looks like it is going to sell out, but tickets are still available. Hope you find all of that at TuckerCarlson.com/events. Okay, Jack, so much here, limited time. Totally insane. Rasmussen polls, the most accurate, as we know, showing she's crumbling in all the major swing states, particularly Georgia and Pennsylvania. Head of Rasmussen joins us next hour, their head pollster. We have Matt Gaetz saying DHS told him 5 hit teams, 3 foreign, 2 domestic. That looks to me like cover when they try to kill Trump to blame it on Iran or something. We have Senator Josh Hawley, Secret Service whistleblower, saying that they stood down last Sunday, 6 days ago, there outside Mar-a-Lago at the Palm Beach golf club that Trump owns. We have now more evidence mounting that some type of infrared laser was used a week and a half ago, 2 Sundays ago, almost 2 weeks ago in Arizona, there in Tucson. This is just insane that all of this is going on and unfolding. Jack, the country is in a fight for its life right now with 45 days of the election. Let's get into the DHS information given to Congressman Matt Gaetz first.
That's right, Alex. Thanks so much for having me on. So Charlie Kirk and myself were at Penn State University. We were conducting a get out the vote event yesterday there, 3,000 students. We brought 1,500 hats. We had double the amount of students go up. We didn't even have enough hats there. And then Matt Gaetz came on my program, and he just dropped this absolute bombshell that he had a source, he said, came into his office. And I've talked with Matt off air as well. We're going to see if this person is interested in filing a whistleblower report or not. That being said, what he told Matt, again, five assassination teams, and that, by the way, this is key. These five teams, and supposedly, now, this is the information that was given. So we also have to assess whether or not this information was given to Gaetz as a potential cover for something that's going on. Is this a controlled leak? Is this a limited hangout? Because obviously things were, you have to look at it this way. And this is when we wrote Bulletproof, you see me in the video there. When we wrote Bulletproof, we also explained that this Iranian story that popped up just days after seemed as though it was almost like a CYA, as if the story had been planted expecting that the assassination attempt would be successful. But it was not successful.
And that was so obvious, I called it 3 days before they did that. That's how obvious it was.
The question is then, are we dealing with a situation where there are multiple cover stories that people trying to put out? Are there multiple situations where you have cover stories that are being planted with media? You've got shooters that are taking pot shots at Trump, it seems, almost left and right. You've got rallies where people are experiencing these chemical related symptoms, et cetera, et cetera. It sounds to me like CS. I actually have a source from Secret Service on that. And what we're hearing, though, as well, and again, it came out on Human Events yesterday regarding these five teams, was that this info, and this is key, by the way, Alex, what the source said was that this information was known to the Department of Homeland Security prior to the Butler shooting. So just understand the information. Here's the timeline on this. The source goes to Gaetz's office prior to the Trump International Golf Club incident. So prior to 9/15, Gaetz is told this just recently, right before basically it happens on that afternoon last Sunday. But supposedly DHS had information of a threat report that was coming down from their channels. We don't know. But what it seems to me is that this information was coming from what? Another intelligence agency. So this is what happens in the IC. One agency generates a report, and then they disseminate that report through their partners. So you're looking at DHS got the report. Obviously, Secret Service would have had to have this report as well because they're under DHS. So then the question is, who originated this report? Because DHS isn't going overseas and running all this stuff. No. We know that domestic intelligence and domestic threats are the purview of the FBI, and international is under CIA. So the tip off here, Alex, the tip off to say that there's three assassination teams that are foreign, that means that that report more than likely was associated with the Central Intelligence Agency, which has the primary responsibility of focusing on foreign threats. So you get what I'm saying? This information likely came from FBI, CIA, was filtered down to DHS. Someone says, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. They go to Gaetz to blow the whistle to say something's going on. But the question, of course, is where did the story get started? And is this the story that they want to be getting out there? Again, all of this happening while President Trump is not receiving, supposedly the House just voted, and I hope they did, to give him full security, but that remains to be seen. So, Alex, we're compiling all this for our book, Bulletproof, The Truth About the Trump Assassination Attempts, and then, of course, you and I will be delivering a more formal briefing on Monday evening, Reading, Pennsylvania, with Tucker Carlson right up there in PA, because there's so much information that's coming out. It's really raw at this point, and of course, as it develops, we are working with our sources and working with our independent investigators to try to put this all together to make the picture make sense.
Now let's be very clear and say it again, and then move into Senator Josh Hawley's bombshell with the new Secret Service whistleblower that's worked at Mar-a-Lago and is saying they always patrol that. They always have people there, even with less folks. This was a stand down from the default that's been going on for many years. Obviously, he was actively the president for 4 years there as well. We know that Ryan Routh is connected to the CIA. We know that's who runs these foreign brigades and groups for the Foreign Legion from the U.S. and other countries there. And we've been clearly saying looks like they'll probably try to use some cutouts out of that area of the world. That's just standard procedure, just like they used Operation Mongoose for trying to kill Castro to then kill Kennedy here domestically. But that's when I saw this break yesterday and saw you guys break it. I instantly thought the same thing you're saying is they're trying to get ahead of this because they know it's going to go to foreign connections, but it's not foreign governments. It's the CIA classically working outside the nation or other intelligence groups or corporate mercenary groups to then come back. And so they may be going to frame Russia or Iran or somebody else. And it looks like they're going to then, if they're doing that, try another attack. And they're already pre-programming it that it's a foreign group when they do it, even though they tried to blame Iran previously. But how did Iran have the Secret Service stand down? These foreign governments don't have the motive, but you also have Iran behind the scenes caught working, hacking.
Well, Alex, but here's one of the twists here, because we're told Iran, we're told Pakistan, but wait a minute, Ukraine was one of the countries that was mentioned. And so wait a minute, if Ukraine is one of the countries that's mentioned, which of course is the country that's blamed for the Nord Stream 2 strike, when we all know who is really behind that, that the question of course is, why would somebody from Ukraine be directly targeting President Trump? And of course we know, by the way, that this individual was someone who was a foreign fighter from Ukraine. So look, It could be a situation like this where
maybe somebody knew that Routh was there.
And look, Senator Hawley, of course, Senator Hawley has the information. We're going to be working with his office. We're working with Senator Johnson's office. We're working with Gates' office. We're putting it all together. Alex, by Monday, we are going to have the biggest and most in-depth briefing that anyone has given yet on the Trump assassination attempts.
And it's going to go out to tens of millions of Tucker supporters, because after the event, Tucker will put it out. It is so huge. I don't even got to do your own show coming up. 60 seconds left. Other intel.
Look, the biggest other intel I've been told is that the Secret Service knows about biochemical threats to Trump rallies, and they've been putting out biochemical scanners next to the magnetometers. They look like a little black box. They look like something that sits on the ground. But this is something the Secret Service did actively know about even prior to the Tucson rally. So something is going on where they know that there are people who are experiencing these chemical-related symptoms. And now this situation where you've got a group of people that were together experiencing the same symptoms is something that actually the Secret Service has been tracking and is looking for in their threat picture.
What about lasers?
Lasers could be something else, because again, you know, this guy was able to get a rangefinder right up to a Trump rally in Butler. So who knows? It doesn't look like the Secret Service has been letting in many different devices.
That's right. A handheld laser can burn somebody's eyes out in a matter of 30 seconds. And you can't see
pilots.
You can't see infrared lasers. Jack Masovic, thank you so much for the time. Talk to you soon, and I will see you in Reading, my friend.
See you on Monday, Alex.
All right. Rasmussen Pollster coming up. Mike Adams coming up on the lasers. Stay with us. Second hour.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to you. Or demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine is literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks. They're the trailblazers. They're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance. And I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up. We're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in about 5 minutes, the head of Rasmussen polling with devastating news for Kamala. The Battleground States is coming up on this live Friday, September 20th, 2024 transmission. Now, I'm about to cover... Sorry, my earpiece just popped off my neck here. Fix that. About to cover something absolutely critical to everyone, not just this operation. I want you to listen to me very, very carefully, please. All right? Ladies and gentlemen... 11 weeks ago, the U.S. Justice Department trustee assigned to my case, personal and business bankruptcy, ordered without a court order or any reason the doors of this facility shut. They lied and said it would just be for 3 days, and they admitted the security. It would be for a month or permanently. The judge in Houston, Judge Lopez, had nothing to do with it. Then it hit the news they were going to close us. No judge's order, no nothing, just the Justice Department, who'd been involved in the case harassing me from the beginning for over a year and a half. People were blown away by it. I refused to go along with it. I said I'd call the police on them. They didn't have any orders. They backed down. Then they went to court 2 weeks later and said, we want him removed. The judge listened to him and said, you're all fired. The CRO, who'd been appointed by the court, and the Justice Department appointed person that the court had let into it. And they had a Justice Department committee, all this stuff. Now, I'm in personal bankruptcy. I agreed to sell the assets of Free Speech Systems, the website, the shopping cart, the equipment, and there was going to be an auction on the 24th of October. Then they moved to the 30th. The Democratic Party running all this, the FBI, the CIA, it's all come out in the news, didn't want that. They want me off the air by early November. This is in the court filings. They said, we don't want money, want him shut down. And the judge said, no, it's gonna sell. There's buyers out there that are patriots that I'd work with. They'd have to outbid that. They don't want to do that. So they announced, and I knew this 2 days ago and hadn't announced it yet, it hit Bloomberg, AP Reuters, we'll put Bloomberg up, that the Justice Department is intervening. Alex Jones bankruptcy trustee sale efforts challenged by DOJ. They rarely get involved in bankruptcies, but they got involved in mine. They're unable, through just pure vigilantism, to shut us down 11, 12 weeks ago. Got egg on their face, and now they've come back. They want us shut down and just close and don't even let them sell the assets. You heard that. So it's a gamble, but we were doing it. Only move we had left. And they obviously got our phones tapped and stuff and know some bidders coming. Okay, they're going to have an issue on their hands. And they don't want to do that. They've got big billionaire backers, they claim. They've even told that in the court. We'll see what happens. But I'm not going to give up. Alex Jones bankruptcy trustee sale efforts challenged by DOJ. That's because they're getting ready to try to take Trump out. And once he's president-elect, they don't want us on air during that fight. They don't want us telling the truth. We're reaching tens of millions conservatively a day. Some days 50, 60 million now. I can't do this without funding. I'm out of money. They took all my money, and it wasn't a lot during the bankruptcy. I am literally... on empty myself, and I have to pay for the legal challenges of all this in court, and I have to fight them, and that's an hour-long story right there. They're trying to take my physical name and say they own it, trying to take my social media. This is a critical fight. So I need you to go to the alexjonesstore.com that's separate from free speech, but they're advertisers here, big supporters, and get Alex Jones t-shirts, Patriot t-shirts. There's new great designs. We'll put some on screen for you. And go to the alexjonesstore.com and get the ball caps, the t-shirts, all of it. You can get entered to win for the big pickup truck at $10,000 cash and all that. And then contest is over on the 30th of October, strangely enough. We need the funds. These are great t-shirts. I need your aid. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and support that sponsor. That's the critical place to support, thealexjonesstore.com. Stand with us and support our outside sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, and the InfoWars store. The products are ready to ship. You'll get them. InfoWarsStore.com, the InfoWars MD, the gummies, the CBD tincture, the nitric boost. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Now go now.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head.
They wouldn't be trying to kill President Trump and having the Secret Service stand down Senator Hawley as whistleblowers from Mar-a-Lago in the Secret Service if they didn't think Trump was going to win. He won by a large margin on the numbers show. There was still a lot of fraud, but we overtook it. The wave was big enough to get over their seawall of fraud in 2016. He did not have as big a win. In 2020, they were able to steal it. Our win was so big in the midterms, they mitigated the big win, so it wasn't a landslide, but we still won back the House and a little bit of the Senate. Now the numbers I see on the ground from people everywhere, and the issue polls show this as well, show a bigger win for Trump, bigger turnout than 2016. Now, I'm not a pollster. I just study the news and talk to the people. But I've been on air 30 years, and Rasmussen is the top polling agency. Most of the time it's in the top two or three, but I think they've been the most accurate. And Mark Mitchell is their head of polling and their vice president. He has a long history and background in experience in operations, finance, venture capital, private equity, the strong foundation in mechanical engineering. Mark has held leadership positions in various notable companies such as Walmart, e-commerce, Jet.com, and J.P. Morgan Chase. Rasmussen Reports is a nonpartisan independent electronic data company specializing in the collection and publication of public opinion polling information. Mark underscore R underscore Mitchell or RasmussenReports.com. He's a very busy man. He's very gracious to join us with the new data he's getting on the swing states and post-debate and all of it, what he's seeing. And from what I've seen from the polls, looking at it myself, but he's the expert. He can correct me if I'm reading him wrong. This does not spell good news for Kamala 45 days out. So, Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Really happy to be here. I love your show. The name is perfect because I think we are in peak info war. And really, just in the last couple of years, it seems like the tide is turning. Really, I think nobody, the country can't thank Elon Musk enough, because that town square 2, 3, 4 years ago, they would just kick you off if the narrative was going the wrong direction. Look at the NPC memes. That was really dangerous to them. And the government forced Twitter to shut it down. And now I really do think like the cat memes is a really good benchmark of how things have changed in a way that all the spinmeisters have no control over. And I think that's affecting the presidential race as well.
I want to get your take on the subject I'm about to raise. You can go to this first or go into the huge poll data that you've got. But we've got Newsom passing a law that's on its face unconstitutional, that if they decide it's deceptive, you go to jail. Literally calling it AI, but it's just memes. And the ones he uses examples that Elon reposted are obviously a joke and are satire. And then he said in a press conference yesterday, yeah, they're looking at targeting Elon. You've got Brazil, the EU, Australia coming after Elon. I mean, this is just naked panic by these people. Then you've got Hillary saying, let's arrest Trump supporters for disinfo. She's the biggest liar ever, the queen of disinfo. She'll decide. You've got the EU, Eric Schmidt of Alphabet, all saying, let's censor people. You've got the UN saying it. I mean, they are in full panic mode right now. You want to tackle that first or later, or you want to get into the polls right now?
No, that's great. And I have numbers to back it up. I think everybody should be absolutely 100% suspicious about this paradox of public opinion. Listen, her polls are not good. Everybody has talked about the leaked internal polling and how they don't match the public polling. Our numbers show Trump plus two. That was the big poll we put out just yesterday. The race is kind of rock steady. And listen, even if we're 1 point or 2 points to the right, it's still unwinnable for Kamala Harris. But here's the thing. If she wants to win, she has to win independence. And the debate, let me tell you, in general, voters think that she won, but it didn't move the numbers at all because I think they know who Biden and Kamala Harris are versus Trump, and they've made up their minds. But theoretically, she should have used that debate to try to win independence, and nothing that came out of her mouth was geared towards that at all in a way that anybody can look at it and tell you. Like, we pulled on the Charlottesville hoax. We pulled on the bloodbath hoax. And these numbers, like, weren't even last week. They were, like, a month after the events. And independents, only 37% of independents back in 2020, even then, believed that Trump was talking about fine people, you know, who were Nazis. And only 34% of independents a month after the bloodbath hoax believed it, too. So she goes on and she talks about those things in a way that very clearly is not reaching out to independents. And I think everything everybody has seen is that debate had absolutely no impact on how the independents plan to vote. Why is that? Why, when you're losing, will you not reach out to new voters? And I think people should be very suspicious about why the regime, it is a regime, it's got its feelers into the media and all different levels of the government, why they don't seem to want to play into this democratic process. It's very strange.
I want to get into battleground states because I've seen some of your numbers there, and I want to make sure I'm not interpreting those wrong. Yeah. It looks like she's really starting to slip even faster. Let's get into that. And then are you going to pull on her going out on Oprah and releasing TV ads as well that, oh, she's a gun enthusiast and she doesn't want any of your guns, even though in her policy papers she wants to ban all semi-autos, register all guns. It's always the prelude to confiscation. I mean, I'd love to see polls on that. I mean, how is that dog hunting?
I think that most people don't think that she's credible. We did numbers on the border, and quite frankly, I don't think I could pull them up fast enough. I don't think directionally they were so uninteresting they weren't worth remembering, but people don't believe that she planned on putting any border control in place. And that's because, as we also asked, they think that she did horrible as the borders are, 49%. So people do tie Kamala Harris to the Biden regime. We had really damning numbers that showed that basically when asked whether she deserves blame for Biden's failures, independents overwhelmingly say yes by a majority, and whether she deserves credit for Biden's successes, the independents say she doesn't deserve a lot of the credit, and overwhelmingly independents by like a 20-point margin think that the Biden administration was a failure and not a success. So listen, the gun, like all the Trump was shot this weekend, and it doesn't look like it moved the numbers. I don't think anything coming out of her mouth is going to either, quite frankly. And that's why when I released our weekly numbers yesterday, that's why we titled it Act of God, because I really do think at this point, and not just our numbers, you just put up the pollster accuracy. Can you put that back up? That's incredible to me. But I do think at this point, me and some other pollsters agree that he is winning the national popular vote. There you go. In a way that he never has before, and everybody's locked in, and there's no way she's going to get it back. So you have Trafalgar, at the top of that was Atlas. We're there. All those people at the top, and this is just one way to measure pollster accuracy, but this is 538's 2020 polling accuracy. We're pretty good. It was a hard election to poll. All those people at the top, if you look at their polls right now, they all show the race tied or Trump winning. But the bottom, all of the people with the bigger polling inaccuracy show Harris winning. Like, it's literally that clear. There's like a break point one third way down the chart, and then everybody that did horribly in 2020 shows Harris winning right now. That's incredible. Now, listen, you know, a lot can happen. I think everybody is very, very correct to be concerned about fraud, 100%. But here's the other thing people have to know about polling, right? In my opinion, you're not going to look at our final call and say, wow, Rasmussen really nailed it. They got the race correct. Because I've put out so far 7 or 8 weeks worth of data of Trump versus Kamala Harris, and we're going to all the way up to Election Day. The thing that I'm trying to do, and that I'm being honest and putting out my numbers correctly, is so that you can see all the other scumbag liars in the industry that are trying to create false narratives. Everybody watching this right now has probably seen headlines in the last month about all of this incredible Kamala Harris momentum and how she is now, you know, turning things around for the Democrats and is running away with the race. If you put my daily overnight results up there, you can see, like, there really just hasn't been that much movement. Like, Trump was beating Biden by 5. She entered the race. It narrowed some. And it looks like a 2 to 3 point race right now. And it looks like she hit a ceiling at 47%. You know, even if we're 2 points wrong and she hits a ceiling at 48%, right? It's not enough when Trump overperformed in every swing state in 2020. And you wanted to ask about the swing states yet. We polled in the middle of August. Every single one of them was a statistical tie. We think we're probably a point or two left, but actually I stayed up till 1 o'clock last night pulling the trigger on our big swing state. So we will have numbers back next week. We just don't have them yet. I put some really awesome questions in there that I think are going to help people understand the state of what's going on. Questions like, who's America's biggest enemy? Iran, Russia, China, the Democrats, or the Republicans? Who do you, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Will your children have a better future? Even things like, which candidate most closely represents your values when it comes to things like gender identity? So there's like 30-40 questions. We're going to get them back on 10 different states. People have been begging for Virginia. And I expect to see movement towards Trump. I expect to see, based on just looking at where my national numbers went, that he's probably now going to be winning 4 to 6 of those swing states. And, you know, that's not a narrative that Morning Consult, CNN, MSNBC want to get out right now. And they really seem to be fighting hard. It's like some of these guys have like Harris up 6 in Pennsylvania when they put out polls that were 12 points off in the last two cycles. The amount of just inaccuracy and lying is incredible.
What I'm mentioning here, and I was looking at the polls, is you were talking about the numbers you're seeing as you can poll these, kind of give us a first look. You told Benny Johnson yesterday, it's looking really bad for Kamala Harris. Our new polls in Pennsylvania might even start to change the betting odds. The narrative will be that Kamala Harris is starting to lose. Can you elaborate on that statement?
You know, everybody right now is all knee-jerk reaction to this poll. I think Suffolk dropped one in Pennsylvania, and then I think Nate Cohn at New York Times put one out too. I haven't looked at the Real Clear Politics page. I'll bring it up. But, you know, they all show Harris wins. But then what happens is, like, you get things like New York Times shows a tied race right now. They had Trump plus one like 2 weeks ago. They showed a tied race nationally. And then they put out like numbers that show Harris winning by like 4 or 6 points in Pennsylvania. And that just doesn't make sense when you compare how the states you know, relatively look towards the national picture. So when I put out, you know, Pennsylvania that had Trump tied, like our national numbers were really close to tied too. That's why Pennsylvania is a swing state, because it's like basically in the middle between like blue and red states. So what you're seeing is a lot of those situations where on relatively close national numbers, pollsters are putting out, you know, swing state polls that show things way left. And listen, like, what's changed in Pennsylvania in the month since we've been in the field and showed that it was a tie? How about things like the Teamsters union endorsement, right? All of a sudden you got a million blue collar workers that have shifted over the last 4 years, 20 points towards Trump. Where do those people live, right? It's not in Alaska. They live in states like Pennsylvania. And so you're just seeing this constant pressure in the industry to show leftward movement in the places that matter for Kamala Harris. And that's why so much focus is on Pennsylvania. It's a must-win state for her. And it's just crazy to figure out, like, what's going on behind the scenes. Like, why didn't she pick Shapiro? What do they think their strategy is if they're, you know, really not believably convincing people that they're going to be pro-energy? We're going to ask we are asking a lot of energy questions in this poll as well. And that's it, right? How are you appealing to independents with the same canned stuff and regurgitating the hoaxes? Like, people aren't watching CNN and MSNBC anymore. They're begging for our content, right?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen Trump and people saying, oh, even New Jersey, so you've got states that really aren't swing states, they're getting closer to swing states. Is it, from what you've seen, is New Jersey really in play? And what, you know, almost purple states could be swing states from the numbers you're seeing?
I'll text you guys the results to our Virginia state that I should have done processing over the weekend. I didn't go into New Jersey yet. I don't think it's right to poll in New Jersey necessarily when you haven't convinced yourself internally as a pollster where Pennsylvania lies, for instance, right? There are reasons to think that Pennsylvania has shifted largely right. You know, Cittarelli did pretty well in 22, but, you know, it's when those late blue precinct returns.
Sure. What about Georgia?
Things start to get a little dicey. But also people weren't really happy with what Murphy did with COVID. And I will say, like, I've met some of the local, I'm in New Jersey. I've met some of the local Republican Party folks. I just don't think they're there yet, right? Like, I don't think there's symmetry yet in the party machines in the state in a way that maybe the polling will show rightward movement, but I just don't see it going there.
Where's Georgia? I was watching CNN today with their poll saying it's a dead heat. What are your numbers on Georgia?
I had Georgia +5 in July against Biden. We didn't get to poll Georgia in August, but where the other states stacked up, pretty sure it would have been a +2 or +3. And because of that, I'm expecting next week to probably see a +3, +4, but I can always be surprised. If Arizona is going Trump +2 to +5, Georgia is definitely going to also. And by extension, we're also going to have North Carolina numbers. So, really sorry I wasn't able to get all those states.
Oh, you're incredible. Let me ask you this. This is a citizen and a, just your general opinion, because it's all a gestalt in the day, kind of a dead reckoning when you look at all the numbers, because we're not God. I see fear in the statements and desperation from the Democrats trying to ban speech, openly saying they want to ban speech. We're talking communist China level statements and actions by Newsom. That to me does not signify confidence. You got Kamala a few weeks ago in Georgia, there in Atlanta, saying, hey, don't believe the polls. It's really, really close. I'm sure you saw that. What does that look like to you?
I mean, yeah, I think it is desperation, not even from the mouths of the politicians themselves, but the type of discourse that's palpably happening on Twitter now just absolutely blows my mind. You know, 3 or 4 years ago, these are people that in a discussion with you would get super pedantic about all the scientific details about a virus, right? And about how, you know, vaccine science and all of these organizations, blah, 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 right? Now, when I put like stuff out there, like that chart I showed you that shows that the polling error in the polling industry leans Democrat, and I ask for people to engage in real conversation, what I get is just a bunch of anti-science, dismissive, unobjective thinking from lefties. And it must be a horrible place for them to be right now. But listen, I'm a content creator. You are too. You can feel what people want from their content. And do your followers want a comfy, warm blanket and to be told everything's okay? Or do they want objective truths and facts? That's what my viewers are hungry for. And listen, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I put my thumb on the scale for Trump at all. If I don't have the integrity to put factual data out there, that's what people are craving for. And right now, I just look at the debate, right? It's crazy. Those people wanted to see a comfy blanket. And I got debate numbers back, and they're absolutely insane. Guess who watched the debate And again, these numbers in general show that it was like slightly a Kamala Harris win, and most of the Trump supporters didn't even watch the whole debate. But who watched the debate more than anybody else? Who said that they watched all of it? 80% of them. It's Joe Biden's strong approvers. Those are the people who watched the debate most. And then we asked, how would you rate the job done by the debate moderators? Now, anybody with a brain can look at those people and say, you know, it was a three-way debate. They were getting hostile. Joe Biden's strong approvers rate the debate moderators 90% excellent or good.
That's nuts.
It's nuts. Like, looking at these numbers, it was like some kind of public humiliation performance event. It was not an event to convince independents. It was an event to try and have a public whipping of Donald Trump.
It was a digital attempt at lynching, but it worked a little bit, not as much as they hoped. I think he still won. Let me ask you this, since you mentioned that graph showing what pollsters predicted last time versus this time, and that's so powerful. If people don't understand this poll, or maybe need a poll and explain, you're showing who was accurate last time and what they're saying this time versus who was way off last time and what they're saying this time. And the worst polling agencies are the most wrong are all the ones saying she's going to win by the biggest margin. The ones that have a history of being right, like you, are saying the opposite.
Yeah. This is the stack-ranked average polling error as calculated by Nate Silver. And I'm not sure exactly how he does it, but I think it's directionally correct. We did, I think, pretty well in 2020, considering how hard it was. What this doesn't show is what direction the average error was. And believe it or not, everybody might say, well, you're a right-wing pollster and all your results leaned right in 2020. And actually, on average, I'm pretty sure we're leaning left. But the point I want to make here is that if you go down to the bottom, it might be cut off. Look, ABC News, Washington Post is down there. 538 currently rates them as the number two highest best quality pollster. But just 4 years ago, their polls were on average 7 points off. That means when Biden got a 4%, they were showing Biden plus 11 nationally. And then look at Quinnipiac. Dear Lord, Quinnipiac has still been cherry picked by the mainstream media this cycle, putting out swing state polls that show massive Harris victories. But look, they were on average off 9 points. That means that like they on average had Biden plus like 13 all throughout the fall of 2020. And this isn't just like a 2020
thing. And I want to add,
like,
you're the fourth most accurate, but it's easy when you're small polling groups to do a lot less. You guys are super prolific. So I bet if you crunch those numbers, you're actually number one. Because the more you do, you know, even if you're Babe Ruth, he plays more games, he's going to have, you know, some also bad days. So that would probably put you guys at number one.
Yeah, absolutely. We're putting out more polls than anybody on this list right now. And to me, that's one of the big stories about public opinion. I would love to get the right to a place where it believes polling again, because I'm not lying to you. And public opinion is important, not just the election matchups. Like, I love combating fake narratives and I hate lying. That's why we put our election stuff out. But not a single human being polled on vaccine adverse events, like literally nobody, and not a single news media source cared about it, period, whatsoever. Who's holding these people accountable? Because all of science, the medical industry, the government regulators, nobody cared. Not the insurance industry, not any independent. I mean, there are a few independent journalists that cared about vaccine injuries. Not a single other person cared. And so that's why I think the right, who in my opinion right now are the people consuming objective thoughts, having open dialogue, debating things based on their merit, not hiding behind credentials, need to do a heck of a lot more polling. But what happened, I think, is after 2020, because all of those people beclowned themselves, the entire industry has been destroyed. And every single one of these pollsters has had their budgets cut. I think that's what happened. Like, New York Times has put out like 4 monthly national matchups, period. That company is huge. It's got a multi-million dollar revenue on it.
Well, you guys are bigger than ever, and you're right. It's tomorrow's news today. It's about being accurate. It's about getting it right. It's about wanting to get it right. Mark Mitchell, you guys are doing it, and it's Trump's to lose. We've all got to be super engaged because of the fraud. RasmussenReports.com, on X, Mark_R_Mitchell. Mark Mitchell, come back and join us again soon. You're very busy. We really appreciate you.
No, I'd love to. We'll talk about those swing state results.
Please join us next week. We're watching you closely, sir. Thank you so much. All right, there goes Mark Mitchell. Be sure and follow him on X at RasmussenReports.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Huge news about to break. Do you want wants your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today, it's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
This bad boy is the number one seller at thealexjonesstore.com. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globals to let us know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing t-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. Fund the operations. We fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. thealexjonesstore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Mike Adams on the assassination attempts of Trump, DHS telling Congress that there are 5 hit teams in the U.S., 3 foreign, 2 domestic, a total cover for them getting ready to kill Trump. Jack Posobiec concurs with that, and his sources inside the government agree. This is really bad. It's not like I'm just saying that now. I said it in the days after they tried to kill Trump and Butler, that they would blame Iran. 3 days later, they did. And I said, when they start pre-programming that it's foreign hit teams, you know they're about to go with missiles, surface-to-air, truck bombs, drone attacks. They can just put, you know, an ammonium nitrate bomb in a building right by where his motorcade's going and blow his ass up that way. I mean, this is total insane asylum danger. And then you have Josh Hawley, the senator, with the Secret Service whistleblowers that they stood down in Mar-a-Lago last Sunday as if we already needed them to tell us that. This is so dangerous. We are living in such historic time. I cannot believe that I'm even sitting here calmly talking about all of this on air right now. I mean, this is just pinch yourself crazy town. And I feel frustrated or guilty, like I'm not saying enough. I'm not being hardcore enough. I mean, what do I need to do to kind of take a big highlighter to what I'm saying and just emblazon it like the sun? I know you're in the same position as well, but we all have this normalcy bias that there's still checks and balances. We're still in a free country. They've erased the border. They're child trafficking for physical slavery, slave labor, and sex slavery. They've already started World War III with the Russians, and they're going to begin raining heavy missiles down on them. And Russia says they'll declare war on us, that's a declaration of war. They're taking over all of women's sports with men. They're arresting people that misgender someone. They're passing laws, put you in jail for memes. Hillary's on TV saying we're going to put Trump supporters in camps. And Schmidt of Alphabet and Google says we need the UN to come in and take over America with NATO and silence Americans. And Hotez and the head of the WHO, Tedros. I mean, it's just unbelievable, out in the open, mask is off, insanity. And then total lying. The Haitians are perfect. Nothing's happening. The Venezuelan crime gangs are wonderful. Nothing's happening. Now, we don't want your guns. We're just going to ban them. Nobody wants to ban fracking. We just already banned it in many areas and swear we'll ban it all. Nobody. You know, there is no inflation. Ask Kamala last night. I got the clip coming up. What do you do about inflation? She says, I'm going to make things inexpensive. I'll make the items cheaper. It's like saying, how are you going to fly? Well, I'm going to flap my arms. I'm just, no policy, just, oh, I'm going to make everything cheaper. How are you going to lower the prices? I'm just making them lower. It'd be like if I was standing there butt naked in a jail cell with no tools, and somebody walked over and said, Alex, how are you going to make a Swiss watch? I'm just going to make one right in here with my bed sheets, maybe the toilet water. No, you've got to have engineers, precision, designers, factories that can make very tiny devices, incredible metallurgists. You got to have the power supply. You got to have it. You know, you don't just pull a Swiss watch out of your ass unless you're in the movie Pulp Fiction. She didn't say, I'm going to cut energy prices. I'm going to have incentives for jobs. We're going to cut spending. We're going to increase investment. We're going to take the controls off mining and things like that. No, she just said, well, I'm going to make it cheaper. It's like asking somebody that didn't know how to swim, how are you going to compete next week in the college state championships for swimming? You go, I'm just going to go win the race. Well, tell me how you swim. Tell me how fast you can do a 200 in the butterfly. What's a butterfly? Tell me how to do a flip turn. What's that? But they give you a gold medal. It's insane. How dare you say I want guns? I just want to ban all the semi-autos and register everybody. So this is what we've hit. So I'm going to hit this now with a little bit more time to get into all the rest of the news that Mike Adams is coming on. But I want to just say something to listeners. Gosh, now it's like almost 12 weeks ago in early June. I'm here at the office and I see more security people here. We have uniformed, bonded, armed security. We normally have two. And I see more arriving, and I'm leaving at like 5 o'clock on a Friday. And I go, what's going on? Well, we were just told tonight something might be happening at 9 o'clock. Just when everybody leaves, we got to... So I called up my bankruptcy lawyer, and I go, have you heard about what's going on with security? Because I just learned 5 minutes ago they're going to close the doors at 9 o'clock tonight, but they can't. There's no court order. Who is? Well, the CRO and the U.S. trustee appointed by the Justice Department. Again, most bankruptcies, maybe 1 out of 1,000, have the Justice Department decides to come in. And I don't play victim here. I mean, I've been in a whole bunch of depositions where there's one or two Justice Department lawyers, and then I've been in Skype meetings with them and Zoom meetings when they're at the Justice Department with a room full of people and the Justice Department seals behind them. And they read to me the U.S. code and two different code parts. And if I say anything wrong and but basically they read you your rights, and they say, if you say anything wrong, we're going to charge you. You're going to spend 10 years in federal prison. And I learned when we declared InfoWars bankruptcy 2 years ago and my other year and a half ago, the first lawyers quit because they sent them an email from the U.S. Trustee's Office of the Justice Department in D.C. saying, this comes from the top. He got on the phone and they said, the president, from Biden, you will not be afforded the bankruptcy system. You're not going to do it. We're shutting you down. Now, my lawyers in Austin didn't quit, but the ones we got and did, they're like, we're not messing with the Justice Department. We don't know, are you Lex Luthor or something? I mean, imagine, you don't hear about the FBI calling up even John Gotti's lawyers and saying, you're not allowed to represent him. That's John Gotti, an actual criminal. They treat me like I am Hitler, okay? And I literally am a freaking Boy Scout, okay? And I've been honest about it. I've drank too much in my life, and I like women. But that's it, man. I don't even speed in my car anymore. So I've got outside accountants, you know, top-rated, all that stuff. Because I've always known I was a target. They had me audited 2 years ago. Took them a year. IRS was up here a whole bunch. Tore through everything. Cost all this money. They said, well, this rarely happens. Here's $4.3 million back, Mr. Jones. You overpaid your taxes. I got a photo of it in my phone. $4.3 million check. I was in bankruptcy, went right into the bankruptcy system. Well, yeah, I get tax returns of $4.3 million. Because the way this was all being run, I'm the sole owner. The accrual and all that, we overpaid over 4 years, over $1 million a year. Because I tell people, just, I know I'm a target. I know this is all BS. Do not even cut any corners. Don't even use, you know, just my mission is what matters, not the money. They also said in court, remember, we know you kept that $9 million in Bitcoin, which I could have, was going to be personally. You just lied in here. They said, remember, in Connecticut, I think the FBI will be interested in that. Came out in court. Everything I said was true on the stand. You think I'm going to freaking lie to these people? Want to put me in prison? I wouldn't lie anyways. I ain't got nothing to hide. So you're going to get the new information now. All this has gone on, and people saw all the news. InfoWars is shut down for 2 weeks, and then, oh, it was AP Reuters. Just type it in. Sandy Hook Families, means FBI, CIA that runs the operation. It's come out in court. Want to take over Alex Jones's social media. They're going to close him imminently. He's going to close this Thursday, June 14th. Didn't happen, did it? Because the judge isn't corrupt. He's done us no favors, but he's not corrupt. Pointed by Trump. Judge Chris Lopez. They were dumb enough to come in with a transcript of me criticizing them, trying to close this illegally. He goes, what's going on? He goes, I don't want this. This isn't a real transcript. It doesn't have the transcript company's name on it. You've got a real transcript of this, don't you? They went, actually, sir, we do. They pull up this huge 8-inch stack. He goes, we're going to take a long lunch for an hour and 45 minutes. I'm going to read this. He comes back. He tells the U.S. trustee, you're removed. He tells the CRO, you're removed. Mr. Jones has always been the head of this company. You're not allowed to do what you did. The last action you were to do is to give him back his company bank accounts. Do you understand that, Mr. McGill? McGill goes, I'm the head of the company. And the judge goes, that's not true, Mr. McGill. I mean, these guys are backed by the Justice Department, mad dogs, okay? They say they own my name. Totally insane. That's in new filings, too, again, to take all that stuff. The reason I'm telling you this is, I'll get to the key here in a moment. So then I got a call 2 days ago, or I guess 3 days ago, it was Tuesday, from my lawyer, and she goes, yeah, the Justice Department just filed to block the sale of the assets, the website, the shopping cart, the equipment. Because they got all their phones tapped. And they know there's Patriot buyers. Okay, and they've said, we don't want him on air. They've said at the courthouse, the Justice Department that runs the whole suits and had judges default me and had the HBO script. It was all just scripted, totally fake, on record. Violated every law you can imagine. Because this is civil, but what they did is criminal. Total lawfare, just like Trump. Total test, they admitted that on MSNBC. It's a test to everybody. They said, we don't want him to stay on air. We don't want money. We want it closed. The judge said, well, I'm not going to do that on the June 14th hearing. But Mr. Jones is in private bankruptcy, too, and he owns Free Speech Systems, so he can liquidate. And the law is clear you can do that. There's some law saying you can't sell an LLC, but it's not even in bankruptcy. I am the sole proprietor. I'm allowed to. So, first people saw this yesterday when it broke and said the Justice Department's on your side trying to keep them from selling your company. No. Free speech goes away. They still have debts against me. I don't care about the money. There's a new owner. I can work for them. Under the law, you can't see somebody's paycheck. I stay on air. Crew stays employed. We go on. So now the Justice Department wants the sale to not be allowed so it can be kicked into Judge Guerra Gamble's state court, and she already put an order out 3 months ago, the judge blocked federally, to send in the constables and close the doors then. We had an emergency hearing. He took it back into federal court and said that the lawyers that did that probably violated bankruptcy law. So I'm not making a big deal out of this. 99% of the show, we don't talk about me, do we, or this operation. I have to now because we're at the crossroads. I can now tell you. They've tried to have the Justice Department without any warrant document shut us down without a piece of toilet paper. They didn't even give me a piece of toilet paper they wiped their ass with. Not even Birdcage Liner. Just total brazen, vigilante, Yosemite Sam, I'm the roughest, toughest hombre. I'm the roughest, toughest hombre east of the Pecos or south of the Rio Grande. I hates freedom. So we go through that. We go through the Travis County that's as blue as Obama's butt or Hillary's butt. I mean, it's more common you can imagine. Try to shut us down. The judge blocked it there. And now they've got a hearing Monday while I'm up with Tucker Carlson in Houston where they're going to say, we just want it shut down again. I don't know what's going to happen. It's in God's hands. It's in the judge's hand. But I'm telling you, the Justice Department's doing this, and what's AP, Reuters, Bloomberg, Wall Street Journal? Look at the headline right here. I couldn't believe when this first happened, listeners are like, nobody's trying to shut you without a piece of paper. There's no warrant. There's no order. Jones is crying wolf. You ever heard me cry wolf on purpose? Have you ever heard me get up here and try to give you a bucket of bullshit? Damn it. I want to be just like Rasmussen. With a 97% accuracy rate. That's what they've got. I've got about that or a little bit higher. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I want. I'm the real McCoy. I'm genuine. I'm a real American, real Texan. And I know you're real Americans, real humans as well. And damn it, that's where we are. So, look at these headlines. Alex Jones bankruptcy trustee sale efforts challenged by DOJ. That's the Department of Justice. Same ones trying to kill Trump. I'm not talking about these people themselves, but their bosses. InfoWars for sale. Alex Jones assets, again, debated in bankruptcy court. Wall Street Journal. This is him back in June. Alex Jones' personal assets will be sold, but company bankruptcy dismissed. AP. Sandigan families want to seize Alex Jones' social media accounts. Look at my personal one, real Alex Jones. Alex Jones' creditors want his social media taken from him. So, there it is for you. This is going on. It's about getting your rights. They got to get through me to get to you, just like Trump says. Till his mouth bleeds. Till your ears bleed. So, I don't know what's going to happen at next Monday's hearing, the 23rd. We can conceivably, if the judge does what they want, be closed in a week. Hope I get to come back and say bye. If you follow past examples of the judge, he does me no favors, but he does not violate the law or let the Justice Department sit on me like an 80,000-pound gorilla. And he said that in the 14th hearing. He went on, you know, he hardly talks. He went on for like 30 minutes excoriating them, and he said, you guys have had this guy in bankruptcy for over a year and a half. You got me to fund, off our money, three different outside accounting firms to fine-tooth comb go over this guy, and you never filed an objection or a suit because he was found to be innocent. I compare myself to Christ, but it was like Pontius Pilate. He goes, he literally says, this guy's done nothing. You said he had hundreds of millions of dollars hidden. You claimed he was stealing all this money. Oh, I forgot that part of the story. So they bring in like five pages of transcript, and it's just regular computer paper, and he goes, this isn't an official transcript. I want the whole thing. 30 minutes later, they go, sir, we actually have it right here. They had it, you know, off one of the side rooms they have with the lawyers. It's this thick. Judge goes, all right, I'm taking a long recess. Go enjoy a large lunch. He comes back pissed. He walks in. He goes, all right, you're all fired, and this is his company, and I've never seen anything like this. And wow, because they gave him a transcript of that Saturday show I did where I laid it out and played audio of McGill when he filed a secret report that I was a criminal stealing money. And even though we'd already filed with the court months before and it was all made up and the judge knew it was all true. And then they filed the Sunday show and the Monday show, and the judge sat there and read every word I'd said in transcripts of audio tapes of these people. And me saying I got a lot more, which I do. This guy comes in my office a few months before that happened. He goes, Alex, I don't care if you just keep some money on the side. Why don't you do that? And I said, I don't do that. I go to jail. I don't care about it. Well, it's all right. You work with me. You can just keep all the money you want. I said, I got to go to the bathroom real quick. I wouldn't go in the bathroom. I was bloop, bloop. Why don't you say that again? He was drunk in my office, just like he was drunk on the telephone I recorded him. Bloop. See, I'm a good person. I'm a nice person. I have a good family. Look them up. I don't come from garbage. So we let them fill their hand. We gave them a lot of line to run out. And I've been really busy trying to stop them killing Trump and start World War III. But I told these people before they shut us down, that I'm going to expose them. So I've got to spend some, it'll probably take me a day. I'll do it on a Saturday and a Sunday very soon. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow before I leave to Pennsylvania tomorrow on a plane to speak with Tucker and others at his event. I'll just go ahead and put it all out on you. I'll put out the whole story, what happened, and I'll put out the recordings for you. We'll see how you like that. So, I don't know how all this is going to end, but I've told you people a lot. If you want to fight, you came to the right place. You came to the right place. You understand that? Because I can't be bullied, and I can't be bought, and I can't be pushed around. And I'm real nice till I'm not. So you get that through your stinking brains. America's sick of the bullies. We're sick of our occupied government. We're sick of the Justice Department pedophiles. We're sick of the child slavery, the sex slavery. We're tired of the World War III. We're tired of the inflation. We're tired of you trying to kill the president. We're tired of you! And we're done! And you're so stupid, you think you'd give a judge hundreds of pages of me talking about them, and he'd learn every bit of it, and all the pieces he knew from the record were true, so he knew I was telling the truth, and you just exposed yourself, you dumb bastards. You're the crooks. You're the schemers. You work for the evil people that have hijacked this country. And everybody knows it. That's got a brain. So, without getting into the inside baseball, I'm going to tell you and I'm going to shoot you straight. I've been on air 30 plus years. I've had InfoWars for 28. We've changed the world together. And in my 30 years, nothing we've ever done that comes close to as important as what we're doing now. And they want us off the air, and we're also a symbol, like a standard for a Roman legion they want to capture. We're doing our best work ever. I need you to support us. I need you to share our reports. I need you to back us. I need you to go to drjonesnaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. And I need you to get the products that are great. And I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get over. There's over 50 badass T-shirts and ball caps now. Made in Arkansas, printed in Arkansas. A lot of these shirts designed by me, others by amazing designers. Updated classics, like the Tyranny Response Team, with a key URL you'll be hearing about in the future, realalexjones.com. Don't Snack on Me, with a kitty cat. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. All at thealexjonesstore.com, and you can enter your email for free to get put in the raffle and sweepstakes for $138,000 super off-road Dodge truck and $10,000 cash. That's for your tax, title, and license. You actually walk away with it absolutely free. Or you, when you buy a product, you get put in, depending on the day, it varies, 5 to 10 times for each purchase in the raffle that will be announced on the 30th of October. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I need your support. These are historic T-shirts. Even if we get shut down, you'll have this collector's item and know you supported us as we fought for your future and our futures. We're fighting for our lives. America's fighting for our lives. If we just admit we're under attack and what we're up against, we'll win. But you got to give me the ball. You got to give this crew the ball. All we want to do is keep fighting. We love it. We love fighting tyranny, and we love you, but we need your backing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. DrJonesNaturals.com. InfoWarsStore.com. When you go to DrJonesNaturals.com, that's my dad, his company, a bunch of supplements. You can't get at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get there. 2.5 years ago, he figured they were going to shut me down. He didn't even tell me. Went and set up a warehouse. Came up with even more supplements. And the globalists went after him and have been suing him for 2 years, cost him over $1.5 million. He's completely out of money. That's why you see the products are almost all sold out there. He's taking every bit of money he's got and put in orders for products to start coming in 10 days and then more in about 15 days and then in 30 days. He's got 6 new products. Well, Turbo Force is coming back in and one other's coming in. 4 new products and 2 originals coming back in the next month. He put in everything he's got. And my dad doesn't feel bad that they ran him to ground, and he used to be a guy with a couple $1 million in the bank, very successful dentist and businessman. My mom's proud. He's proud. But they've run my dad to the wall. They've run me to the wall. I don't have any more money. I've got lawyers that I can't pay right now that are going to fight them in the bankruptcy court and fight them when they try to take my name. And the lawyers say, we trust you. You'll pay us. We know. Well, listen, I need your support at DrJonesNaturals.com. They've run my dad and mom to the wall. They bet everything. Put their last savings in to buy the products that are coming in to get back on their feet. And we'll keep fighting. We'll never stop. But we're literally down to empty. We're in a war crushing globals. Rah, winning, but the gas is going doot, 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 doot. Alert, alert, alert. Energy, energy, energy levels at dissipation point. Energy, energy failing, energy systems about to fail. Alert, alert. Yow, 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 yow. And you're all going to freak out when we get taken off the air and they defeat me. Oh, then the support's going to just flood in. But they're going to be blowing stuff up and killing people by then. Martial law. They want us off the air before then. They wanted us off the air months ago. They want us off the air right during the election. They're not coming after me. They're coming after you. So spread the word. Vote. Pray to God. Speak out at church. Call into talk radio. Send the links out everywhere. Buy the products. Just do it. Fight, 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 fight. You're going to lose everything if you're not all in. TheAlexJonesStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Dr. Naturals. DrJonesNaturals.com. The products that are left are amazing. Some of the best ones. Next Level Financial Energy about to sell out. Colloidal Silver, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com, the Nitric Boost, and the InfoWars MD, Gummy Bears, and 1,000 milligram tincture, 40, 50 bucks less than the leading competitor, because we private label from them. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com, and the AlexJonesStore.com. I'll never surrender, but I could give out. Please help us!
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to Whole Foods, real food.
But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Take a look at what happened.
Most importantly, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, Trump is a threat to this nation.
Assassination. You know what's interesting about assassination? Well, not only does it change those popularity polls in a big hurry, but it's also interesting to notice who it is we assassinate. You ever notice who it is? Stop to think of who it is we kill. It's always people who've told us to live together in harmony and try to love one another. Jesus, Gandhi, Lincoln, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, John Lennon. They all said, try to live together peacefully. Bam!
Democrat, good morning.
We let this man Trump destroy America. And I look at it and say, well, these two people had to step up and take that shot. I'm 83, nothing to lose.
I'm sorry, Willie, you're not advocating violence, are you?
Not violence. I'm talking about defending my country.
A second apparent attempt on former President Trump's life, this time the incident on his own golf course in Florida.
They're trying to kill my father. They're trying to kill the 45th president of the United States.
Five assassination teams. Are they all targeting Trump? Is it other officials?
Yes. No, wow. I should have been clear about that. Five teams that we know are targeting Trump. And so that raises real questions about why certain teams were being pulled off of the Trump deal detail and put on, for example, the Jill Biden detail.
Was the Secret Service aware of these assassin teams before July 12th or before this past Sunday? They were.
Yes. So the person was informing me of this information because the Secret Service was aware of the threat profile around President Trump.
We were relieved to hear that you are doing your own independent investigation in Florida concerning the second assassination attempt on President Trump. My question to you tonight is, are the feds being cooperative with your investigation? Are you concerned that you're not getting the information you need?
The answer is no, they're not being cooperative. Yes, I am concerned. I mean, for example, we were rebuffed, our investigators were rebuffed just going to the fence line.
Breaking, reports indicate there may have been a third attempt on Trump's life. Approximately 20 patriots who attended Trump's high-energy rally in Tucson are now reporting having to go to the ER immediately after the rally. The attendees all suffered from symptoms like blurry vision and swelling. Serious concerning reactions that all came on shortly after the rally ended. All of the affected were seated right by the stage where Trump made his entrance. Yeah, it wasn't the whole stage. It was right where he came on behind him. Now, that's why the police really think it's something happened, obviously, because they're not making this up. The doctors say, no, their eyes are swollen shut and very sick and headaches, nauseous. Right after the rally, they were reporting it.
Where thousands of people came out to hear former President Donald Trump speak last week. There was a group of 48 people allowed to sit on stage behind Trump throughout the event. They were split into two groups on each side of the stage. One side seemed to walk away without any issues, but multiple people seated near each other on the other side tell me that they had to go to the emergency room after they left the event. Here tonight, for the first time, the Trump campaign is confirming that they're investigating this situation.
As soon as we left and I step outside, I start feeling like my eyes were burning.
At first, she thought it might be allergies. She lives near Phoenix. By the time she got home, it was so bad she decided to go to the emergency room. Her initial thought of allergies went out the window when she heard from several others seated next to her at the rally that also ended up seeking medical attention with the same symptoms.
It kept getting worse and worse. My eyes started watering a lot. My nose started running. Then I started feeling my face get really flushed, and then my neck was felt like it was on fire.
It was all focused on my eyes. I mean, my eyes were red like hell, you know what I mean? It's like, unbearable. I couldn't handle it.
U.S. officials say there are now 130 suspected victims, mostly CIA operatives and U.S. diplomats, being treated for brain injuries, debilitating headaches and vertigo, the targets, they believe, of a directed energy microwave weapon.
There's a mysterious direct energy weapon that is being used, and it is causing, in some cases, permanent traumatic brain injury.
New indications suggest the incidents go as far back as 1996. Two individuals working on the NSC believe they were targeted in 2019 and in 2020, just after the election.
That's him leaving. Probably whoever did it again had already left. So you got to look a couple minutes before. Wow. This bad boy is the number one seller at thealexjonesstore.com. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globalists to let us know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing T-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at thealexjonesstore.com, fund the operations, we fight the tyrants at point blank range, and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. thealexjonesstore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I want you to listen to me very, very carefully. Back in early June, when the Justice Department ordered their agent outside of federal court order or any documents, not even a piece of toilet paper, to shut down InfoWars, they did that at the orders of the Biden administration. It's now come out. The judge blocked them and then fired them in a hearing 2 weeks later. The federally appointed U.S. trustee, the judge fired them. They are now back in the news. The Justice Department, Bloomberg, Wall Street Journal, Justice Department is asking the judge at a hearing on Monday to close us and not allow the assets to be sold because they're worried we're going to have buyers, which we do, that are patriots. Overhead shot. Alex Jones' bankruptcy trustee sale efforts challenged by the DOJ. Translation, the DOJ wants us shut. They've been behind it the whole time. Who's behind this? Trump assassinations? Mayorkas, Garland. We now have Senator Hawley with a whistleblower from the Secret Service that they stood down at Mar-a-Lago last Sunday. Now they say there's three foreign hit teams, two domestic hit teams to kill Trump. That'll clearly be the cover when they do kill Trump, if they're able. I predict they would try to blame Iran before they did. Now they're trying. We know Iran's working with the Democrats, hacked into Trump's servers for the campaign. This country is in a state of civil war already. The people against the globalists. They want to make it black versus white. This is so serious. So it's a lot bigger than InfoWars. Them trying to kill Trump, them trying to take us off the air as vigilantes outside of a court order. Just order private security to come in here and do it. That's a canary in the coal mine, like I said back when it happened in early June, and people said it can't be real. Then they were in the news the next day saying, yeah, we want it shut. Yeah, we tried to close the doors. Don't worry, we'll close on the 14th. They asked the judge to close it. The judge fired the U.S. trustee and the CRO. The Justice Department intervened in my case when we first filed it. They come to my depositions. They threaten me with U.S. code, saying, you say anything wrong, you're going to prison. They don't read you your right to remain silent. They say, we're going to catch you in something. And they didn't. And the judge said that on the June 14th thing. Three outside accounting firms, they sent in to try to destroy me and find something illegal. And they sent in the IRS. And the IRS gave me a huge refund check of $4.3 million and said, we hardly ever see this. You overpaid taxes the last 4 years, over $1 million every year, because I was running everything to the company, putting it all into the company. I got a $9 million Bitcoin contribution. Put it in the company. Kept on air because that's the mission. At this critical time with 45 days left, we were supposed to already be off when they tried to kill Trump. Now they want me off before the election. And I raised this not about me. I'm a sentry on the parapet at night. And there's woods 100 yards away. And I see movement. And all of a sudden the sentry next to me gets hit by an arrow. And I ring the alarm and I light the torches and say we're under attack. And then 10,000 men, barbarians, rush out and put their ladders up to the walls. They're climbing up the walls. That's the metaphor. That's I'm a sentry. I'm a Paul Revere. They're literally flaming arrows are coming by my head. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, an incredible best-selling author, researcher, scientist, engineer. I was saying probably took a bottle of water in Tucson a week and a half ago when the only one group behind him in the stage, 20 people got sick, not the others on the other side, where he came in and where he left. You could take a bottle of water and the two chemicals you need and have the two tablets there and then put it in the water, put the top on once you're already in, then unscrew it, release chlorine gas or other things on people. But then it's the eyes and it's uniform. That would be a certain type of laser that's not visible to the eye that we know the Russians and Chinese use against our sailors. We know the Pentagon uses as well. Mike Adams nailed it. It went viral last night. Most people are now leaning towards laser. The police say their eyes are burned. The doctors confirmed it. Mike Adams is here to talk about that. But first, all the rest of the news, what do you make of this announcement by the Justice Department wanting to shut us down openly, nakedly? The desperation is insane. And then the five hit teams, DHS warning Congress, the Secret Service whistleblower to the Senate saying there was a stand down. The enemy's moving forward, but everything they're doing is collapsing as people are asleep now. They're awake. You agree with that? Naturalnews.com, the one and only Mike Adams. And we'll get into the lasers and more and your analysis of what's coming up in the next critical 45 days. Mike Adams.
I think history will write about this collapse of this failed criminal cabal empire. And what they did to you will be one of the key chapters of the collapse of the rule of law, the complete abandonment of due process, in addition to the open borders, in addition to the massive out-of-control money printing, and also in addition to the weaponization of the U.S. dollar all over the world, which instead of creating more friends and allies, it pushed all the other countries into the BRICS currency system, which will go live strongly throughout 2025, more and more countries adopting it. And when that happens, Western civilization will find itself essentially economically blockaded by 80% of the world's population. And when that happens, we're going to go into something approaching Weimar-style hyperinflation, and the American people will find themselves absolutely impoverished and homeless and losing almost all their assets as their homes are taken over by migrants that are flown and bussed in and given their homes. So this is the great replacement has begun. There is no law remaining at the federal level. And if people want to survive this, they need to get to a red county in a red state with a constitutional sheriff and a reasonable district attorney who will prosecute criminals instead of prosecuting patriots.
Absolutely. Give us your 35,000-foot view, one of the most accurate, you know, analysis I know out there. I watch your show almost every day. Big picture, then let's zoom in on the latest assassination attempts and all the intel that's coming out.
Well, what Representative Matt Gaetz said about the five kill teams, there's no question that there are even more. I am going to repeat my public warning here because of my intel sources that there are surface-to-air missiles in possession of some of these kill teams. I think these may be even shoulder-fired surface-to-air missiles. You know, small range, but they could take out potentially Trump's airplane. And I agree with what you said yesterday or the day before. Trump needs to, at this point, hunker down. He needs to just do live streams and interviews from a safe location. They're going to use increasingly dangerous area effect weapons to try to take out Trump. And there's the public is, you know, in great danger. Trump is in great danger. Trump's security team is in a grave danger. And we're going to talk. I know we're going to talk about the laser weapons here. And I've actually got one that's IR, not UV. But we'll talk about this and how this is being deployed now.
You've got the floor, sir.
Okay. Well, I thought maybe it was a chemical attack. And then, you know, I used to live in Arizona and I've got a lot of contacts there. I spoke with some key people yesterday. The victims of this directed energy weapons attack, they had sunburns essentially, or, you know, something like sunburns on their exposed skin. The redness of the eyes, some of them
went blind temporarily. Their vision is now coming back days later, but they were completely blinded, although the blindness took time to kick in. And some of their skin was peeling too. So this kind of attack is consistent with a UV laser attack, a directed energy weapon attack. And show what I have here. So this is the size of the device that could be used to achieve this. And what's really critical about this, now, the one I have here is IR. This is an IR illuminator typically used by, you know, mil-spec or hunters or whatever. But apparently you can get these in UV wavelengths, which would be somewhere between 280 nanometers to roughly 315 nanometers. Those wavelengths are, of course, invisible to the human eye. They also cannot be detected by night vision optics or video cameras. And they cause extreme damage to the eye, understanding, Alex, that in an indoor environment, the people's eyes, the pupils are dilated, and the optics of the eye act as a gain enhancement to the incoming photons. So because the pupils are more dilated indoors, where you're constricted outdoors because the sunlight is very bright, right? But indoors, it's not that bright. So your pupils are wide open. And in that moment, an assailant, a malicious actor in the audience using nothing but one of these, they could fire this and they could wave it around and try to blind people who wouldn't even know they're being blinded in that moment. And I want to show you this device is powered by nothing but a 18650 battery. So with something this small and compact, somebody could have carried this out. And I believe that's what happened, Alex. I think there was a UV laser assailant. I doubt it was a state-level actor. I doubt it was the CIA or anything like that. Probably a lone actor, a lone person who was driven to hatred by the corporate media propaganda that's always saying that Trump is bad and Trump's a threat to democracy. So the good news is that there's an easy way to block this, and it's to wear sunglasses, even indoors. I mean, sunglasses block UV. And, you know, the effect on your skin is not going to kill you, but you got to protect your eyes at these events. So right now, I got this information through other people to Trump's security team. They are reviewing this. I'm sure they're going to be now looking for people in the audience who might have devices like this, especially if somebody is trying to, let's say, aim down the linear axis to aim it, because it's invisible. So it's hard to aim if you're a malicious actor. So if someone were to mount or glue sights on the top of a device like this, and then if they're trying to aim down that means they're trying to blast somebody. They're weaponizing a directed energy weapon, and I believe that's what happened.
Let me ask the big question, and I think I know the answer, but I'm going to get your take on it. Why would Trump not have the same problem? If they're obviously trying to hit Trump. It's hard to aim, so these people are behind him at the same level. Obviously, then you look at the angle of what hit those people, so it was probably from the side or at an angle not straight on. I think the answer is Trump is under the white lights. If you look at the footage of it, they're back kind of in the shadows with their eyes open. He's being blasted by bright lights, and so his pupils would be more closed, so he would get a lot less of it. Is that an accurate statement?
You're exactly right. Also, Trump speaking is moving more. So he's moving around, just as you and I move around when we speak, whereas the audience members tend to be more still. Even then, it is absolutely possible that Trump could have been partially exposed to this and would not have known it. Now,
he would have just thought he had a hell of a headache. And just to back you up, my dad, when he was 14, won a statewide science fair. He got tapped by UT to go to Plan 2. He was 14 to UT. And the next thing is they gave him a project, a WizKid project. They shipped to his ranch when he was off in the summer, a 18-wheeler with a big grant from Union Carbide. And I've seen photos of it and stuff. It's actually in a book he's got. I'm going to bring it on here sometime and show it. And he built a large ruby laser. Guys, type in a Union Carbide ruby laser, 1960s, it'll pull up their rubies. But he put some kind of capacitor on it, made it a particle beam, and then won another award for it. But he wore three pairs of sunglasses, but it wasn't enough. And it wasn't until he went to bed at night that he woke up and was blind for a week. They put bandages on, weren't sure it would come back, but his eyes were always damaged, and they were so burned, they went from being blue to yellowish green. My dad has yellowish green eyes from the one laser accident from building the Union Carbide laser as part of that, Defense Department program he was in. But I mean, that's just an example right there.
Well, you're exactly right. The optics, I mean, the scarring of the retina, can be permanent. And, you know, the people who were attacked in this case in Tucson, there's no question they will suffer some form of permanent damage. And, I believe there will be an investigation. It's no doubt already begun to try to locate this individual. And also, I would imagine the U.S. Secret Service is checking online records for who has purchased, relatively high powered lasers or laser diodes within the range of nanometers that I set out there. But I do want to mention that typically, at 254 nanometers or right around there, those are considered germicidal. They, you know, they destroy proteins and protein fragments. And so they're used by hospitals for sterilizing rooms. And thus there are a lot of regular purchases of that kind of technology. So in essence, you could call this a dual use technology, right? So you could use it to sterilize a surgical room or a hospital room, but then somebody who's a malicious actor could also work it into a handheld device with specific optics and turn it into a weapon to try to blind people. So this is a whole new threat that we need to be aware of, and understanding what Matt Gaetz said, that there are going to be probably other threats. I'm very concerned, I know you are as well, about the possibility of truck bombs or area effect weapons being deployed by the deep state or even foreign actors. Matt Gaetz mentioned possible groups from Pakistan or Iran or even Ukraine might be involved. And what kinds of weapons would they resort to? Would they blow up an entire building? Would they have access to a suitcase nuke with, you know, like a 10 kiloton warhead or something, maybe a fraction of Hiroshima, but still absolutely devastating, could blow up city blocks? I mean, we are in an extremely dangerous time right now. And this UV laser attack is probably the most mild attack that we're about to see.
I totally agree, Mike. I mean, that's what I keep pinching myself. And I want the listeners, I'm not lecturing listeners. I have trouble wrapping my mind around the historic point we were in. It's not a civil war because it's globalist against America. They're billing it as a civil war, an information civil war. They're openly calling for the arrest of everybody. They're passing laws in California. Hillary Singh arrests people for disinfo that she defines. That, to me, shows serious desperation. How would you define the time we're in with 45 days left?
Well, we are in the last chapter of a U.S. empire that has been on a suicide path for quite some time, financially and otherwise, geopolitically. And I do want to say, even if Trump is sworn in January, that cannot stop history from playing out here. The warmongering neocons and you know, the assassins and the color revolution leaders of the American empire that have been basically operating this since the assassination of JFK, they are on their last legs, and so they're in desperation mode, and there's nothing they won't do at this point. There's no limit to the number of even Americans that they would sacrifice if it kept them in power. But their power is waning. And I would even mention right now, you know, it's been shown now that NATO cannot achieve victory for Ukraine in the war with Russia. That is a failure. Israel's seemingly imminent attack on Lebanon, even with U.S. assistance, is highly questionable whether Israel's efforts can continue to be sustained without Israel suffering devastating economic consequences that are already well underway. And Western Europe's economy has been absolutely devastated by the lack of energy due to the destruction of the Nord Stream pipelines that you've covered quite substantially. So the U.S. empire has not created global freedom and prosperity, and the U.S. empire can no longer lecture China about human rights when FDA agents are organ harvesting children in America in order to do genetically altered humanized mice experiments. And when you have peaceful protesters who are rotting in filthy jails in D.C. to this day from January 6th. So the U.S. has lost its moral high ground. It has lost its economic high ground, and it is rapidly losing its military advantages. Can't even fire hypersonic missiles that now we know Yemen has. In other words, Yemen has more advanced cruise missile technology than does the entire United States military. The answer to that question is yes. Yes. And it's,
Let me pause you there because everybody's giving attention to Israel capturing the shipment of walkie-talkies and pagers and bombing tens of thousands of people, a lot of them innocent. And it's wrong when Hezbollah does terrorist stuff or Hamas. It's wrong when Israel does it. I call this a terror attack because it killed a lot of innocent people. It was very indiscriminate because we know Hezbollah and Hamas run markets, run businesses, run shops as their fronts. They're selling these devices to people. And Israel's like, well, we don't care, but half the people that got hit are innocent. They're collateral damage. Well, that's terrorism. And I don't like what the Muslims are doing. I don't like what Israel's doing. But the issue here is it's not getting any coverage. There are now, as you pointed out, hypersonic missiles fired in the region into Israel that are getting through the Iron Dome and blowing up train stations, buildings, military bases, and it's barely getting on the news. That is a big development. Israel really is, which I don't even like, folks, because they got nuclear weapons. They're going to escalate to the Samson option. Israel's losing this.
And I would add that what Israel just did with the pagers and the two-way radios in Lebanon, this is causing panic among the telecommunications industry. The economic impact of this will be long-term and devastating. Even insurance companies will drop companies that import electronics that even touched Israel in any way whatsoever.
And by the way, as you were about to say, more bombs went off today. More, they moved on from phones and pagers to other devices, and now it's clear that they're hacking into solar arrays and burning people's houses down.
Yeah, look, I would say to the audience, wherever you stand on the Israel issue, Google and Apple have spent billions of dollars trying to convince people to keep their electronics in their pockets and in their hands and close to their faces and eyeballs at all times. And now people are realizing that electronics that are distributed for consumer consumption, that those electronics can explode. They can be remotely detonated by a government if that government does not like you. Now, what Israel just demonstrated is what many Americans have long feared. That are these devices rigged against us? Could the United States government literally send out a detonation signal that is selective to the metadata profile of conservative phones or other devices? In other words, could there be a widespread simultaneous detonation of all iPhones or a Google Android mobile phone devices that are used by conservatives or Trump supporters or Christians or gun owners? And that question might have seemed like science fiction a week ago. No longer science fiction. Or what about, can they detonate home appliances that are connected to the internet? Can they detonate electric vehicles?
I was about to say, electric vehicles are the real bombs. And again, they don't even need to put explosives in these. A lot of these devices, like electric cars or solar panels, they can give them an order that makes them feed back. And you're an engineer. Explain how these become so explosive.
Well, just very high amperage drain on lithium ion batteries will push their temperature to the point of spontaneous combustion. So all lithium ion batteries are effectively explosives that have to be tightly controlled by the onboard circuitry to limit the drain. But and for electric vehicles, all firefighters and emergency responders know that once that lithium ion fire begins, you can't put it out with water. You can't put it out with almost anything. And that's why EV fires are so devastating. But can software or a hack be used to initiate a high drain event that leads to the spontaneous combustion of an electric bus or electric car, electric vehicle or truck? Absolutely. The answer is absolutely yes. If you're driving an EV, you're driving around on a ticking time bomb. And almost all the EVs, at least that I can think of, are connected to the car manufacturers via satellite or other means. So you're driving around on a bomb. There's no other way to put it. I would much rather have a diesel truck with diesel in the tank. Diesel's hard to combust. It's not connected to the internet. I can store fuel safely with diesel, and it doesn't tax the power grid. And if the power grid's down, I can still refill the diesel. Diesel truck all the way.
You can easily put a 500-gallon tank at your farm or wherever, and you're going to be fine when everything's down, and use the car to recharge everything. Since you raised this, I want to get into Ford when we come back, and then into the big picture of the assassination teams and what you think they're going to pull next with Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. But Ford is being investigated by the FBI for listening to people for years inside their cars with embedded microphones. Well, what's an Alexa? What's your phone? The CIA director said 12 years ago, we're listening to you in your house through your appliances. And so we need to understand, why are they now admitting this is going on and acting like, I'm not defending Ford, by the way, why Ford is the bad guy for doing stuff that's been going on for at least 20 years. Naturalnews.com, Brighteon.com. Where are the other best places for people to find the incredible work of Mike Adams?
Well, I'm on X, Health Ranger on X now that Elon's put me back on there. So I'm posting every day.
Stay there. More with the indomitable and always informative and insightful Mike Adams. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. We're 45 days out for the most important election in world history. Please spread the word about the broadcast. You are Paul Revere. Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the Mavericks, they're the Trailblazers, they're the Outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the Outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air. Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to just take a few deep breaths here on air. just sit back intellectually, coldly, and look at where we are. And then emotionally drive myself once I've made the cold decisions. That's what I do. Because the emotion, you're supposed to make a decision, not an emotion, but then use the emotion to drive you through the cold decision you've made. That's my worldview. And we have a learned helplessness. We have a normalcy bias, a mass Stockholm syndrome. I have it as well. Not as bad as some. But when I'm telling you something, I'm telling myself that. I'm not preaching at you. That it's hard to gauge just how bad things are, but that's not a negative in the final equation because you've got to admit the position you're in to get out of it. So make no mistake, you're living in the crossroads of the future destiny of the world. And humanity is rallying. A lot of good things are happening, but the corruption, the things that were set up decades ago, the evil of people in control should not be underestimated. And what they'll do to stay in power, I mean, announcing last week they're going to start bombing Russia with U.S. and NATO, U.K. storm shadow missiles, which is an act of war, which is a declaration of war. And Russia says, that's a declaration of war, you do that. And then this giant ammo depot blows up, and they claim it's a drone, probably a storm shadow. Biden even said, well, we're not going to take credit for it. Well, when these go off, they're going to know. The just that alone, you look at the human sex trafficking and the slave labor and the testimony in Congress by senior Border Patrol saying, yeah, they order us to cover up the kidnapped kids and stop the DNA testing and to lie to the public. I mean, they are at war with us. They are gutting the country right now. So, I mean, I don't even have words to describe how bad it is, but you've got to admit you're in a crisis. Now, I want to get to the attacks on the First Amendment, more on the technocracy and how they can drive your driverless car, your car. Most cars already have remote control. They don't tell you that, or the planes off a cliff. They can blow up basically any appliance they want that's got capacitors in it. Some of them explosively, you know, very spectacularly start fires or worse, explosions. And they're now just bragging how they're, it's not just a social credit score that turns off your credit card or fires you or takes your bank account if you don't let Junior get his Johnson cut off. It's that they can literally tell you what you can eat, what you can do, where you can go. I mean, this is a communist or totalitarian or fascist dream. So Mike, I want to walk through some of that with you here and get into Ford listening to people over microphones, which is again everywhere. It's not just Ford. I'm not defending them, as I said. But a lot of people just don't feel up to this. I want them to know that. If you're not consciously aware and already ready, how are you ever going to start doing the other things to get ready physically? So don't feel overwhelmed. Realize that there's going to be great opportunity in this as well. And that we're going to be looked to, those of you that have warned people ahead of time and have done some preparation, as the leaders of the future. And yeah, I know you don't want to be a leader, neither do I. I'm just a private guy. But you're going to have to be a leader if we're going to beat this and if you're going to survive. So this can run from bad to worse. Mike, you're really good at this and one of the best at taking off the gloves and getting rid of the candy coating. Define the situation we're in. You already defined the end of an empire. I agree that's what's triggering all this. But the situation we're in, if it runs from bad to worse, what's the spectrum of a controlled crash landing we culturally, economically, physically survive versus how bad it could get in the worst scenarios? Mike Adams.
This is ultimately, of course, a spiritual war. There's a satanic takeover of the institutions of our world, especially of Western civilization. And I assume you know this, Alex. Me personally, I'm transitioning out of the world of commercial. My new church goes live in November, and I'm teaching 100 Bible sermons, all non-commercial, just about nutrition as part of the spiritual war. And this is why I strongly recommend that people go to your store and drjonesnaturals.com. Is that the right URL?
Yes, sir.
I think that's drjonesnaturals.com. Here's why. Leviticus chapter 17. The life of the flesh is in the blood. What that means is that you cannot win a spiritual war if your blood is filled with contaminants and pollutants and toxins, which is what the establishment is trying to feed us all the time through what I call their shadow food, their shadow medicine, their shadow pharmaceuticals. And you've got to purify your blood. That is done through God's natural molecules, which are found in things like turmeric and like grapes with resveratrol and like, you know, everything, cumin seed. I mean, you name it, all the herbs and foods that are mentioned in the Bible, the figs, the pomegranates, and the extracts of those. These are all God's molecules. I call it from Ephesians 6, the nutritional armor of God. You're putting on the armor of God when you are taking in nutritional supplements and superfoods that contain those molecules, and it is then at the blood level beginning to purify your body so that you can fight the spiritual war at the next level. In other words, nutrition, Alex, and I know you know this, nutrition is a critical and necessary element for us to fight and win the spiritual war. You can't win this war, even the PSYOP war, the fifth generation warfare, if your mind doesn't work, because, you know, if somebody's out there smoking crack all day or abusing drugs all day, or they have all these toxins or all these jab nanoparticles and these foreign alien proteins in their blood. That's why the vaccines attack the blood, Alex. It's a satanic agenda to contaminate the blood and make it so that people cannot achieve the level of purity that God required in the Old Testament for people to even enter the tabernacle. You can't enter the tabernacle unless you are purified. You can't be purified if you keep taking these jabs and keep eating the shadow food and the shadow medicine.
So the mark of the beast is not just worship the beast, follow all its orders under a social credit score, and then have a digital face scan or palm print. It's a digital tattoo, literally, that begins to take over your body and make you a new creature.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And what I know you communicate to your audience is how this war for human survival has to be fought on every single level. The good news is that God gave us the tools to fight this. God gave us consciousness, free will. And for those who still have a backbone, you know, God gave you your backbone, right? But God also put all these plants and herbs, including, you know, CBD or cannabinoids. Why does the body have an endocannabinoid receptor system? Why does the body have nicotine receptors on most of its organs? Nicotine, not smoking, but just nicotine, is actually, that's my new song, God is With Us. I just put that out today. But nicotine prevents infections. Nicotine builds strength for your immune system. That's why governments around the world are trying to ban all forms of nicotine, including the safe forms that are not smoking, but just oral forms or patches, or even vaping nicotine in moderation can actually be quite therapeutic. So we're living under a satanic global assault on humanity through the shadow foods, the shadow medicines, the shadow money system, which is counterfeit currency, and the shadow news system, which is fake news, and the shadow law system that you have been subjected to. You're not going into a real system of law when you go to those courts. You're going into a shadow law system that operates with satanic irrational principles, as you have experienced over and over again. So this is the ultimate war, the shadow world versus God's world. We know God wins in the end, but this war is going to be hell on earth in the meantime, and it will last for several years yet to come, Alex.
Absolutely. Looking at Trump and the numbers and what these assassination teams, the minute I saw that yesterday with Congressman Gates, DHS comes and says, oh, there's three foreign hit teams and two domestic. That's clearly the cover for them to try to kill Trump, and then the cover to say, oh, it isn't us. See, we warned you. I've been predicting since July 13th they would start doing that. Now they're doing it. That's of a great concern. And Trump's not going to listen. He's not going to go to a bunker. What happens if they do kill Trump?
I don't want to imagine that possibility, but I believe that God already intervened and saved Trump once. God needs to use Trump in the way that he used many characters throughout the Bible, some of whom weren't all pure, perfect people, right? God doesn't require perfection. God requires obedience. And God can use Trump. I believe God saved Trump so that Trump can help save this republic. And so I believe God has protection around Trump. And that's why there have been so many failed attempts to assassinate him. So I don't believe they're going to succeed. I think the real test is going to be what happens after Trump wins. That's the real test, because, you know, for what is it, 8 weeks or 10 weeks or whatever it is before he's sworn in, the radical leftists are going to thrust America into absolute chaos with revolts, with wars, with detonations, false flags, anything that the radical left can do to bring America to its knees. And I was just interviewing a contact yesterday in my studio. I haven't aired it yet, but he confirms there are explosive vests that have been brought into the U.S. There are radiological dirty bomb explosive vests. So suicide vests with dirty bomb material embedded in the vests. Those came across the border. The U.S. State Department knows that these exist. They know that there are storage facilities across America. And the reason they gave phones to so many of these military age males coming across the border is because they told them, Your phone, you're going to receive instructions, GPS coordinates. You go to this storage facility. You pick up mortars. You pick up night vision. You pick up ballistic armor. Then, boom, here's your next task, GPS coordinates. You go take out that bridge. You go mortar that refinery. They're going to commit sabotage across America. They're going to take out power grid substations. They're going to take out ports, highways, water supply systems, power grid systems. They're going to be given the coordinates to do it, Alex. This has all been planned by Mayorkas. I mean, our country has been ruled by absolute traitors. They built the invasion camps in Panama. Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel and others have thoroughly documented this. You've had many guests on your show that documented this. We are going to face a total kinetic eruption and internal domestic sabotage operation that was planned by our own illegitimate government. It's going to be unleashed against us.
Mike, what do you think I ought to talk about? Because I haven't written notes yet when I'm on Tucker's podcast, not just the big crowd in tens of thousands in Reading, Pennsylvania next Monday. What do you think I ought to get into? What do you think the message should be? Not just for this show or your show. If you had 5 minutes to talk to the American people on national television or 5 minutes to talk to Trump, what would that 5 minutes be?
I would focus on breaking the sorcerer's spell, which is the fake mainstream media narratives, the lying polls, all the sources of disinformation that are they're designed to mesmerize people and to make you lose hope. You've got to break the sorcerer's spell. And the real support for Donald Trump across this country is almost certainly 70-80%. Some people put it as high as possibly even 90%. And even in states like New York, Trump is well above 50%. Trump can win New York in an honest election. But too many people, members of Congress in particular, they operate out of a sense of fear. Well, what happens if the news writes a mean story about me? Or what happens if somebody criticizes me for shutting down the government because we want to put the SAVE Act in place and stop illegals from voting? We're done with that. No more lukewarm politicians. We're done with that. It's time to stand for principles peacefully, but with discipline, with dedication. And there are people who are willing to do that. Thomas Massie, Matt Gaetz, Senator Rand Paul. For example, I interviewed Congressman in Texas, Congressman Cloud, who told me many of the same things that I'm saying to you. And he's a pastor, by the way. His past was with a church. He gets it. And there are people ready to serve this nation, but the top people in charge right now, they are mesmerized, they are hypnotized by the sorcerer's spells, which is the PSYOP fifth generation warfare agenda. And Alex, the reason that they want to shut you down so badly is because you and I and Owen Schroyer and Harrison and everybody there and Chase Geyser, you know what we all are? We are spellbreakers. We are spellbreakers. We break the spells, and people shake their heads and go, whoa, why didn't I see that before? Yeah, exactly.
It's funny you just said that, because before we came into the segment, I was going to say, we've got to break our condition. We got to come out of the trance. I was going to say, or it's simpatico, it's a trance, a willful trance. You've got to admit you're being lied to. You've got to literally ask God to come into you, give you the Holy Spirit, to give you discernment, to lead God and direct you. And that's really what they hate. They hate the show because of the guest and the history of the 30 years. They picked it first to demonize and go after as a beta test. If it had been at the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, CNN. It was just that we were chosen because we have everybody on air and because it's been one of the biggest broadcasts for decades. And I'm very honored to be in that position, but we can also look at what they're afraid of, knowing that's the answer. Just like they didn't have radar in World War II, or at least, you know, out in the aircraft, the British had it towards the end, on their shoreline. But, and they had it during the Battle of Britain. The point is they didn't have it deployed, but they knew to go where the flak was. When you're over the target, you're getting the flak. And people have to understand, you're going to lose everything if you're trying to keep everything. If people live in fear and are scared what the media is going to say, I mean, Trump's still like, wow, independent media is almost as big as mainstream. No, it's been way bigger for a long time. Stop caring what they say. Fully break with it. Look at how popular Trump is, not caring about the system. Everybody has to adopt that. And I'm seeing something very exciting, myself as a bellwether, as a test. all the big podcasts now want me on. All the Congress people will come on. All the big, you know, big pollsters all will come on now because they realize it's cool to be a rebel in a time of evil when you're a rebel against tyranny.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And the battleground of this current war is right here. It's in the mind. This is the battleground that they are targeting. It's all fifth generation warfare. Jeffrey Prather talks about this, the psyops. And by the way, this is why the government is attacking the church, constantly attacking the church. Why? Why? Because faith makes you immune to fear. Fear is the control tool to push people into self-immolation through vaccine jabs or giving up their power, giving up their rights through fear. If you have faith in God, you have nothing to fear and you can't be controlled by the Satanists in the system. That's why they attack the church. And also, Alex, I have been informed by various sources, attorneys and so on, that the FDA has launched a massive wave of assaults on small businesses and manufacturers like us and perhaps like the ones that you work with and that you are. The FDA is trying to destroy the nutritional supplements industry right now, anything that might compete with pharmaceuticals, because they know that the supplements work better and are safer and more affordable. And just like they have to control speech in order to corral people into fixed narratives controlled by globalists, they can't let people have access to natural medicine or nutritional supplements, because then they would lose out on their control grid of keeping people sick and profiting off of their suffering and disease. And thank God that RFK Jr. and Trump have teamed up. Make America Healthy Again. MAHA. This is the victory lap for America. I mean, RFK Jr. joining Trump is one of the most historic events that we will ever see in our lifetimes. And if RFK Jr. gets in as head of HHS, we are going to see such dramatic and positive reforms for this country that I dare say, Alex, please don't criticize me for saying this, but I think that RFK Jr. gives many people a much stronger reason to vote for Trump than Trump himself.
I totally agree.
Yeah, seriously. We have been... The FDA is at war with America. The CDC is at war with humanity. The NIH has been at war with the people, and they've waged science as a weapon of war against we the people. Trump plus RFK can turn that around. And I don't agree with everything that Trump talks about. Not 100% alignment, but it's okay. It's okay. I'm voting for Trump and RFK Jr. and J.D. Vance. We're going to get them into office, and then we're just going to have to deal with the war that the left is going to unleash against us. And you know what? With God on our side and our preparedness and our intelligence and our dedication, we are ready. We are ready for that war with strength in our communities, strength with our local constitutional sheriffs. We can handle that attack, and we will push back the zombies to their blue cities. If they want to commit suicide in their own blue cities and take themselves out, that's their choice.
Wow.
But we're not going to let them take out the rural communities across this nation.
Powerfully said. I mentioned this earlier, so in the few minutes we have left, Newsom's horrible anti-free speech law, Hillary saying arrest Trump supporters for their speech, that's pure desperation, but it's so naked. And then the lies, I want your guns, but I won't ban your guns. I'm going to take your guns, but I'm not going to take your guns. I'm against fracking. We banned it, but it's legal. I mean, it that's hurting them more, but they just keep floundering and doubling down. What do you see in that?
Massive incompetence, arrogance, pompousness. They are literally stupid people who never earned the power that they have usurped. In other words, when you have a DEI system, you don't have a meritocracy, so the most capable people don't rise to the positions of power. The only way that Kamala got to where she is today is because she was picked over other people who were far more qualified. She is not an intelligent person. Sadly, there's one or two members on the Supreme Court that were picked for the same reason. Literally not that bright. But we can change this. We can change this peacefully at the ballot box. We can put America on a new course. It's not going to be an easy course, but it's the only option we have if we want to have a constitutional republic remaining at the end of this.
Now, I agree. I raised this earlier. I want your take. Again, overhead shot, but show people. Ford applied for a patent to listen in and target ads in your car. Turns out for at least 5 years they've been listening illegally to people and selling the data. We know phones have been doing that for 20 years at least. surveillance on wheels, Ford patent to record conversations, display personalized advertising. Now they admit they do it. The FBI is investigating. Well, I mean, they're all doing it. Future Fords might detect speeding and report you to the cops. That's Fox News. Why do you think they're talking about Ford doing this now when this has been going on for decades?
Well, Ford is a globalist corporation that has supported LGBT agendas and climate lunacy. I would never buy another Ford product again in my life, although I had in the past, but forget Ford. And I also, can I give a shout out to Robbie Starbuck here because of the extraordinary work that he has been doing, exposing all the DEI agendas among these corporations, you know, originally like Harley Davidson and so on. Robbie Starbuck is a one man wrecking crew for woke corporations. I mean, that man has done extraordinary work, and it just shows you the power of passion and dedication and truth. And everybody can do something like that that matters. And we, the people, we have to choose with our dollars what kinds of corporations we're going to support, what kinds of products we're going to support if we choose to buy them. And we've got to get all of these spy machines out of our lives. So never buy another Ford again. I don't like what John Deere did either, and Robbie Starbuck exposed John Deere with their culture war against America's farmers. I used to collect John Deere tractors. I will never buy another John Deere tractor again.
That's right. And the good news is a lot of big corporations are backing off that agenda now. Of course, Anheuser-Busch is one of the biggest examples. We've got to punish them. Money, where we buy, what we do, it's all part of the fight. It's why they want the whole social credit score to totally dominate us and control us. Naturalnews.com. Mike, you've done a lot of great interviews, but this one was particularly powerful. It's live right now. We'll be posting it to X everywhere else. Everybody, please share this like your future depends on it, because it does. Mike Adams, talk to you soon. You're going to be co-hosting some next week.
All right. Thank you, Alex. God bless.
There goes Mike Adams. He'll either be co-hosting with Owen a little bit Monday or Tuesday while I'm off with Tucker Carlson. It's an important event, so I'll be there. Okay. Jay Dyer is always loaded for bear, does a great job on the globalist own documents. That's coming up next hour. Then Owen Schroyer in about an hour and 5 minutes with the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. Talking about supplements, we need the funds, plus they're great products. 95% curcuminoid, two different brands, both have 95% curcuminoid in them. Then they have some of the other great stuff that's good for your blood and fights inflammation. They're two different formulas, but they both have 95% curcuminoid. InfoWarsStore.com, the InfoWars MD, turmeric 95, and the body's ultimate turmeric formula, also a 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We have the nitric boost, is so good for cardiovascular system. That's all still discounted, though it's selling out. We have the InfoWars MD gummies and 1,000 milligram tincture that goes after all the bad stuff in your body and lowers inflammation. It does so much good stuff for your mind. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then, of course, our great sponsor, my dad's company. You'll get half the stuff sold out there. A bunch of new stuff's about to come in. But some of the best-selling stuff that just came in lately is still there. All the staples are gone. But the fiber greens, the whole food multivitamin, the next level foundational energy, the rocket rest, sleep aid, the top brain, they're all still in stock and discounted at drjonesnaturals.com. But they're selling out. Four new products are coming in, and Turbo Force and one other staple product are coming back in the next month. DrJonesNaturals.com. We need your support. Plus, they're great products. Please go to DrJonesNaturals.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and finally, the new site. Our great sponsors. They're amazing. Top Patriot t-shirt producers. Over 40 designs of t-shirts. Over 30 designs of ball caps. Made right there in Arkansas, Texas. Bunch of new designs just today added. The Alex Jones Store. One word. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Put your email in for free. Get put in the raffle for the amazing Dodge Diesel Super Deluxe truck and $10,000 cash. That'll be announced on December 30th. That's TheAlexJonesStore.com. When you purchase products, you get put in many more times into the raffle, the sweepstakes, at TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. We are in the critical part of the battle right now, and we need your support. Plus, these are great products. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Jay Dyer, straight ahead. Want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today? It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
How are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
Even if we were to have a resounding blue wave come through, as many of us would like, putting it all back together again after we've gone through this MAGA nightmare, and re-educating, basically, which that sounds like a rather a re-education camp. I don't think we really want to call it that.
Newsom has signed 3 anti-free speech bills yesterday. One of them says if prosecutors decide, in their own opinion, that you were trying to deceive with a deep fake, and they use examples of things that are clearly jokes, that you will face many years in prison after they've signed laws that if you rape a child as young as 12, you get 2 days in county jail.
What's up, guys? It's your lovin' govern here to drop some nah about Prop 83. Prop 83 is a spending bill designed to make new investments in a freaking butt ton of underfunded sectors in our great state, like renewable energy. Cali leads the nation in solar power, which is rad. But what about lunar power? I believe the moon is capable of so much more than just controlling your Aunt Diane's ovulation cycle. Well, take it. Thank you. Let's put the moon to work for us. You know we crush it when it comes to whatever bra, drug laws. But Prop 83 hits different, allowing Californians to keep up to 7 ounces of hallucinogenic toad venom for personal use. Plus, 2 gallons of synthetic peyote and rando Guatemalan lab bought with crypto off the dark web. Bussin'.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, anybody can tell when something is AI. It can instantly, if people are confused, they can find the actual clip. They just want another way to convince everybody to go after free speech. And that ties into Hillary saying arrest people for disinformation. The UN and WHO have announced, along with the WEF, massive plans to start criminally charging people, which is already happening all over Europe and Australia, for their speech. And Canada, that is a huge vital stack as the system goes openly, nakedly communist Chinese style.
There has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda. And whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence.
I don't feel at home with people who believe in censorship. I think it's disqualifying. It's antithetical and inconsistent with democracy. And we had Hillary Clinton yesterday making this extraordinary statement that endorsing this censorship of speech in our country. We have Kamala Harris saying that free speech is a privilege, it's not a right. And Tim Walz saying the same thing. And I think that that is disqualifying for anybody who wants to be president of the United States to believe in censorship.
They've been brainwashed, Joy. I really believe that they have been brainwashed by this misinformation campaign.
So how do you de-radicalize these people?
Once we educate them, we coach them on how to interact and empower the person to start thinking for themselves.
I think a lot of people are going to have to be deprogrammed.
We had a program addressing white supremacist that we had programs, federal programs, that went towards funding organizations like these that de-radicalized people, and President Trump pulled the plug.
I mean, this is, on a scale of censorship, it's very high. I mean, this is just wild. But, I mean, when you're smuggling 325,000 admitted missing kids...
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
The Alex Jones Show, your guest host, Jay Dyer. I'm Jason Alice. We're going to be talking about the Diddy revelations. If you remember, we talked about this about 7 months ago at length, multiple podcasts, multiple fourth hour Alex Jones installments, where I covered what was mounting to be a pretty epic breakdown to show that really pop music, especially the rap genre, it's all fake and gay. We've been saying it was fake and gay for a long time. That was considered to be a pretty wild conspiracy theory. But if you remember some years back, maybe 10 years ago, and Alex reported on this at the time, it had come out in various leaked business meeting transcripts and stories that the founders of MTV had actually helped to craft the notion of gangster rap, and that you could have this kind of thuggish lifestyle as a social engineered package deal to sell, not just to black kids, but also to white kids, and then to sell it as an aesthetic, as a way of life to the whole world. And now you can see some form of hip hop and rap has really been adopted all over the world. I'm not saying that the music style itself is anything bad or evil, but the whole engineering project of selling people on, you know, a drug based lifestyle, drug selling lifestyle, all of that, glamorizing it, kind of in the vein of the way that Hollywood prior to that had glamorized the idea of organized crime and the mafia lifestyle. So we have evidence of that. I think Alex, as I said, mentioned people like Sumner Redstone and others who were really at the heart of this idea. We have also the story of people like Rick Ross, Freeway Ricky Ross, who, not Rick Ross the rapper, I think he's named after Freeway Ricky Ross, but, you know, he discussed how high-level intelligence operatives and agencies were behind the importation of crack cocaine and essentially the whole coke importation of the 1980s especially was directly connected to key members of the intelligence apparatus and operatives of the CIA, people like Barry Seal, who was flying it in. If you've seen the Tom Cruise movie, American Made, you can think back to situations like Mena, Arkansas. You can think about the reporter Gary Webb, who was suicided over this. And so you'll notice there a key connection to Arkansas in the time of the Clintons. That's going to be relevant because the Democratic Party plays a key role in this. Of course, I'm not saying it's only a Democratic thing. Many of the Republican establishment obviously have also been part of this longtime deep state uniparty, which has always been attached at the hip to the pop culture music arena. They've always been, had this overlap. And this last week, I did a pretty in-depth interview with Sammy the Bull Gravano on my YouTube channel. You can go watch that. And he's the most famous living gangster. He's the most famous living hitman. He was John Gotti's underboss. We had a long discussion about his life. And again, he sort of also backs this up from his perspective. Of course, there's always been this overlap between organized crime in the music industry, organized crime in intelligence agencies. Think back to situations like Operation Underground. This is where the mafia was recruited back at World War II and even prior to that to utilize the drug networks to fund black operations that the mafia controlled. The Sicilian mafia had control of a lot of opium lanes. It's not just the Sicilian mafia. Obviously, other mafias had a role in this as well. Other intelligence agencies had a role in this. The French had a role in these various drug lanes, Golden Triangle and all that. But what's unique, I think, about the music realm is that it's really collapsing and it's being exposed as identical to the other scams. So if you think about it, you might think of all these domains and all these areas as disconnected. You might think, well, over here is the secret societies and their occult networks and how they operate with mind control or whatever. And then over here, you've got the intelligence agencies and they operate over here in this domain with their, you know, with their aspects of black ops and, you know, off the books funding and assassinations or whatever we typically think of, you know, intelligence agencies doing James Bond type stuff. And then there's government over here with their public elected officials supposedly and their corruption. And really, you know, and then there's music industry over here and Hollywood and they're doing their, you know, degenerate party things. But really a lot of these elements at the top overlap. And so it's not that there's necessarily one gigantic massive conspiracy where everyone's in on it. I was watching clips of Matt Walsh this week when he was debating with Joe Rogan on a recent appearance where they were discussing various large-scale conspiracies. And Matt Walsh, with this typical sort of normie perspective and I guess the Daily Wire mandates, you can't believe in anything conspiratorial, even though we've seen in the last 4 years one of the biggest gigantic coordinated global conspiracies in everyone's face, namely the COVID nonsense that they tried to foist upon the whole world. But no, you have to believe that it's really impossible because there couldn't be large-scale conspiracies because it requires everyone being in on it. Well, if you think about the Manhattan Project, the information was compartmentalized. Not everyone was in on the totality of what the pieces and the parts that they were making fit into. They didn't know they were making a bomb. They didn't know what this gigantic TVA project was that helped to, you know, fund and give the energy to the Manhattan Project out of Tennessee. They didn't know what all this was about. They only knew their little compartmentalized piecemeal operation. And so likewise, the structure of military works this way. The structure of intelligence agencies works this way, need to know basis. That's why they have clearance and all that for more detailed information that you don't have access to. The secret societies operate on the same tiered basis of need to know. You're compartmentalized. For example, Albert Pike in Morals and Dogma says that the lower degrees are not told the secrets of the higher degrees of Masonry. So all secret societies, all groups, all mafia organizations, guess what? They're based the same way too. It's a cell structure with tiers based on the old Roman military structure, how the Roman generals would structure their military. And the information is compartmentalized. It's based on a need-to-know basis. So conspiracies don't work on this really low IQ idea that
everybody would have to be in on it or else they couldn't do it.
Again, this is basic military stuff. I'm not a military historian, but I read several military historians who talk about, of course, you compartmentalize the information. You don't tell everybody in the army what the secret plans are. This would be foolish. So likewise, the government and the military is structured on the basis of compartmentalized information. So this idea that no conspiracies on a large scale are possible because everyone would have to know it or that it would come out is not true. And by the way, eventually information does come out and large scale conspiracies do get exposed. For example, it is declassified and no one doubts anymore Operation Northwoods. That was one example of a document where a large scale conspiracy was being planned, and it's universally admitted as a declassified valid document nowadays. It included false flags and included a staged newscast to blame the event on the Cubans, Castro, etc. It included commandeered radio-controlled drones or jets or planes, staged bodies in the plane if it crashed, etc. All of this stagecraft, for example, in the case of Northwoods, is admitted and undeniable. Many other instances in history have been admitted to false flags. We've done entire 4 hours of Alex Jones where the world's various intelligence agencies and governments have given at least 42 plus examples of admitted false flag operations. Again, from government and intelligence sources, Turkish intelligence, Israeli intelligence, Lebanese intelligence, that are admitting we believe this event was a false flag. But now remember, in the mindset of the normie conservative world, that still doesn't exist. It's not a thing. That's the realm of conspiracy people. Even though everybody who's been in the military for any amount of time or who studies military history knows there's such things as false flags. In fact, most wars begin with false flag operations, like the Gulf of Tonkin. And even more recent conflicts, like the Maidan coup, that began with a black ops sniper operation, which set off a riot. So even in present day situations, we know that this is going on. We know that militaries lie on a large scale on any side of a conflict. So the idea of people like Matt Walsh or people at the Daily Wire who believe that there's no such thing as conspiracies, you shouldn't talk about that, it doesn't exist, it's crazy, is just simply historically false. Now to go to the music industry again and to Hollywood, this is something that I've focused on in my graduate work. A lot of people think that it would be schizo. It sounds crazy to think that there could be an overlap between people in Hollywood or the music industry and operations relating to the FBI or to the CIA or to compromise at a high level. And yet, what did we lecture through pretty recently? I did a whole 4th hour here on this topic of the vast history of sexpionage. This is a classic mainline history book. This is not a conspiracy book. This is a mainline history book on the history of sexual espionage. And what we saw there was that this is not an exception in history. This is the norm in history. In fact, we saw multiple cases like the Russo-Japanese War where sexual compromise played a key role in deciding the winners of the conflict. Other military campaigns and operations have also been decided in history. And in fact, some of the World War II victories were determined on the basis of intel gathered from brothels. Churchill commandeered certain brothels where he got information on German generals through the brothels and through the pillow talk secrets that were leaked at that time. So if this is the norm in history and warfare, why are we still acting in the media, and especially in alternative? I understand why mainstream media acts like none of this exists, because they are completely controlled. They're there to lie and prop up the system. But to have all of the so-called alternative conservative media still acting like the neocon normie conservative media of 20 years ago is mind-boggling to me. Now, as all of these cases come out, imagine after Epstein, and now after the new Epstein, Diddy, he's basically Black Epstein, he's Blackstein, how are we not admitting that this is what really goes on at the levels of the power elite? Why are we still buying into the normie narrative? If we look at the history of P. Diddy, for example, we're going to see that the structure, it appears, this is what we said 7 months ago, and it's not necessarily confirmed yet, but it looks like that's where it's going, and that's what seems to be the case in these arrests. It seems to be tied to a lot higher level criminal actions and criminal activities that do involve high-level government and intelligence operatives. But this is nothing new. Think back to the most famous Satanist of the last century, Aleister Crowley. Dr. Richard Spence has a book. We've interviewed him on this book, Secret Agent 666. He notes how Crowley was brought into British intelligence. He was involved in putting out propaganda for British intelligence. He was involved in various operations, including the operation to get Rudolf Hess to fly into Scotland, because Hess listened to occultists and esotericists, right? So this helped determine that conflict as well. And Crowley's not the only one. It looks like people like Madame Blavatsky were also in some way intelligence operatives or spies. So these are the top occultists of the last century. They just happened to have high-level connections to espionage, and it looks as if Blavatsky, at least most people, scholars today, we covered this when we did the Cambridge Companion of the day. It's believed, scholars believe that she was a spy. If we think about even the religious realm, it's not any different there either. We're noticing the same patterns, the same structures of how these scams, how these compromise operations, how these Ponzi schemes are structured. It's no different than it is in things like Gladio. Remember in Operation Gladio, we saw that the entire Italian government, including the cardinals and the Church of Rome during the Gladio Cold War operations, many of them had been compromised. They were on the CIA's payroll and take because they had been to bunga bunga parties where they'd participated in occult ritual orgies that were very, very much Eyes Wide Shut style stuff. And so they were on board totally with what Licio Gelli and other members of the organized crime structure in Italy had been set up to do through the P2 Lodge that Henry Kissinger was really running, according to the academic sources on this, including people's PhD theses like Daniel Ganser. So again, same structure, get people to parties, get people loaded up on Johnson & Johnson, which apparently P. Diddy had Puff Daddy. I still call him Puff Daddy. I don't know if it's P. Diddy. So Puff Daddy had 1,000 bottles of Johnson & Johnson, which itself is gross. I mean, isn't that just a bunch of petroleum seed oil stuff? But just beyond that, like 1,000 bottles? Like, how many people are coming to these parties? And essentially, to be recruited into the rap world required this initiatory process, this humiliation and compromise operation where you would be filmed doing all kinds of gay sex acts or other types of stuff. That is now, again, coming out in multiple people's accusations, and this has led to the arrest, and Diddy's being charged with things like human sex trafficking and so forth. So you'll notice these patterns here. What does this look just like? It looks a lot like the Epstein model, doesn't it? Now, I don't know if there's a direct connection between P. Diddy and Epstein. There could be, but if you read Whitney Webb's book on Epstein, the volume 2 of her blackmail book, she does make a lot of connections between the people like Diddy, people like in the black organized crime structure that's out there, that they have obviously a deep, deep connection to the DNC. They have deep, deep, long-time connections to the Clinton operation, to people like Oprah. Think back to John of God. Again, other human trafficking cult operations like John of God, the cult that was engaged in human trafficking, also heavily promoted by Oprah to all the wine moms and the Oprah moms out there in America. Now, oh, it turns out he's a human trafficker. Oh, well, it turns out there's another one. So this structure of especially more so the Democratic Party, I mean, I think there's plenty of corrupt rhino people too, so I'm not excluding the Republican fraud establishment either. But this seems to be really the Democrats that are the most locked into Hollywood. Hollywood is absolutely, you know, 99% Democratic Party controlled, affiliated, top-down structure. But it's not really ultimately just about your ideology. It's about these compromise structures and these networks that bring people in, spirit cooking style operations. Think about Marina Abramovich and her spheres, right? She's training Lady Gaga to do these Crowleyan style rituals and putting your magical intentionality into your performance art and all this. Again, very consciously, explicitly Crowleyan and occultic stuff. Now, again, remember, this doesn't exist. We're told still by the mainstream media this is all made up. What is it, Atlantic Magazine? There's no such thing as Epstein and child trafficking. All this all made up. And they'll say that because they'll put out fake stories of people going to the extreme, the QAnon nonsense. And so they'll say, look, here's what these people believe, therefore it's not true. Well, that stuff's put out on purpose to make people talking about it seem absurd. But it is real. There's absolutely human trafficking. There's absolutely all this stuff going on. Alex has been down to the border and documented it in the last couple of years with the completely open borders and the various NGOs that and foundations that are supported and are down there running this stuff, right? Israeli-connected NGOs, Soros-connected, Roman Catholic-connected NGOs, all working together to do this mass importation and connected to, guess what? Similar style operations to Boys Town and the Franklin cover-up. Look into the Franklin cover-up. You'll see that Boys Town, the largest Catholic organization at that time, I don't know if it still is, for orphans and so forth. Oh, actually turns out it's a human trafficking cover, and that they're trafficking boys to the White House, Republicans at that time, to be engaged in all kinds of sex acts, which were also Epstein-style compromise operations. Craig Spence, the lobbyist, was at that time compromising people through cameras behind mirrors, all the same stuff that you would expect. Oh, guess what? Turns out Diddy has cameras in every room to compromise people. Now, Diddy didn't think this up, right? He didn't come up with all this because he's some sort of like mega mogul rap genius, you know, Blofeld character. No, he at some point was probably brought into or co-opted. I know he's had a series of arrests and so forth and investigations back in the day. And if we look into his history, it's a pretty wild history. Diddy was raised in a family who his father was very close to the black gangster Frank Lucas. So he always kind of had a pretty close connection to black organized crime groups. I believe his dad ended up dead. And then his mom took him to try to get out of that lifestyle and they fled to the suburbs. At some point, he ended up close to the figure of Clive Davis, who's a famous rap or mogul, I guess you could say, of music. He is, I believe he's the grandfather to Merrick Garland. P. Diddy then begins his rap career, his hip-hop career, by bringing in a lot of people who would become the next face of rap music at that time. He would kind of grow to become the mogul of the period back when it was like the late 90s and Def Jam Records. And so you had people like Craig Mack and you had people like Mace, all the rappers that were getting really popular on MTV in the late 90s. Notorious B.I.G. But what was interesting was that you started to notice, and other people were noticing this even back at the time, a lot of people around the circles of Diddy were dying. Even famous people were having, falling into comas. They were suddenly dying. Other rappers were meeting their demise. Heavy D. Let's see. I'm trying to remember the other guy who ended up in a coma. One of the 90s, like R&B guys ended up in a coma because he was threatening to write a tell-all book or something like that. I forget all the details, but oh, it's Albie Sure. That's right. Albie Sure ended up in a coma because he was talking about writing a book, a tell-all book. And we had this a phase of Uptown Records, Bad Boy Records. A lot of the people at this early stage were, again, ending up dead. And this is because when Diddy marries Kim, this ends up in a situation where he has her phones tapped. He's asking her apparently to be involved in a lot of sexual operations. He's bringing in other guys to be engaged in sex acts with her, recording it all, and not just her, but him as well. So this is turning into a lot of gay sexual compromise. And this happened, I guess, so many times that people really started thinking that it's time to call him out. It's time to go out publicly about this. But Kim ends up dead. He ends up paying $250,000 a month to another woman who threatened to come publicly out and talk about all this. The FBI investigated Diddy in his past for certain crimes. That could have been a point when he was brought in to do something or run some kind of operation. The rapper Heavy D was in these circles. He ends up suddenly dying because he was going to write a tell-all book. Anyway. So again, and as this is coming out now, people are going back and digging into all of the people at a high level that Diddy was very, very close to, like Oprah. And you can better, you better believe, and you might want to save that stuff because they're probably going to scrub all of that. But it's not just Oprah. It's also a lot of people in the pop world. He was very close apparently to, or fairly close, I should say, to Taylor Swift. So what we're starting to notice is that the music industry is really kind of a big club of sex operatives and compromise, and you ain't in it, right? Well, I don't want to be in it because it turns out this was all fake and gay the entire time. And again, this is nothing new because this is the same structure and model. Are you noticing a pattern? Boys Town, Saville, Elm House, sexual compromise, cameras everywhere. The Boys Town, Franklin cover up, Craig Spence, lobbying, cameras everywhere, gay GOP, the gay OP, the Diddy operation, cameras everywhere, filming all of this. Adnan Khashoggi's yacht comes up in the first chapter of the Epstein book. Adnan Khashoggi was some kind of sex operative compromiser too, as well as a weapons trafficker, because he was using his yacht, bringing in Pakistani prostitutes and compromising people on his orgy yacht parties, if you read chapter 1 and 2 of Whitney Webb's book. So again, this is a constant theme that we're seeing. And when we come back, we're going to talk about more of the sex compromise operations, Diddy, and how the system works.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's a type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller. Years ago, we've updated it and brought it back due to
or demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine is literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at Point Blank Range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I want to remind you that I'll be live at the Bohemian Grove event. Elijah Schaefer will be there. Leonardo Joni will be there. The Nephilim Death Squad guys will be there, as well as a host of other people, perhaps Shane Cashman. Just did a great interview with Shane Cashman over on his channel the other day from Timcast. So shout out to Shane, a really cool guy. We're all going to be performing and doing various types of things. I'll be harassing the audience with singing my Cringecore songs and perhaps other interviews and so forth. We'll have books as well. Two-day event, October 25 and 26. If you head on over to my Twitter, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll find the tickets that are there. I'll also have the tickets. Actually, I'll repost the tickets at the top of my Twitter today. I forgot about that to get those. October 25th, 26th in Florida. It's going to be a great, fun two-day event. And I'm sure this topic will come up because we're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff there. This whole idea of recruitment into secret societies, recruitment into sex cults, recruitment into the music industry and Hollywood. And if you think about the profile of people that are susceptible to these, this is another element that we could mention, because who would be susceptible to this? Well, many pop stars, many actors, they oftentimes, as you can imagine, have probably a little bit or a lot of bit of narcissism. And so if you are a narcissist individual and you are promised the world, you're going to be made a star, all this kind of stuff, well, that would certainly appeal to people that have a need to find validation and approbation through large audience sectors to try to get fame and fortune. I think the personality who craves that enough is willing probably to do anything. And this is precisely why a lot of the pop stars, I think, are put through these grades of humiliation rituals. And I think, again, it's very similar to what you see with organized crime. I mean, you have to make your bones, right, in the world of the mafia, the organized crime, or even gangs outside of the mafia. You know, other criminal organizations require you to do something to prove your worth, to prove your merit, to prove that they have something on you so that you won't go against the gang or the criminal organization. And so in the same way, I think pop stars, musicians, they're probably required or asked to do certain things to make sure that they're on board. I think this might partly explain a lot of the humiliation rituals that we see with a lot of pop stars, where they're asked to go publicly doing really shameful, bizarre, degrading things. Yes, there's an element of they're doing it for shock value. They're doing it for attention. They're trying to get viral advertising and all that. Yeah, but there's more than just that. If you read, for example, the third installment of C.S. Lewis's Space Trilogy, when he's writing about the organization called NICE, which is a stand-in for the Tavistock Institute, the Royal Society and its scientism worldview, you'll notice that NICE operates in the same way, where they have a degradation ritual. They actually put you through these really degrading, humiliating, disgusting actions to make you kind of lose your moral compass, and so that you have really no taboo at all. There's nothing that's taboo for you. There's a process to that. They do it on purpose, and it's actually very similar to, if you read about the history of certain KGB or NKVD sex schools, they would do the exact same thing. They would take people who were recruited into KGB sex operations, swallow operations, and that would actually degrade them and get them to do the things that they thought were really gross. And so whatever you found to be too gross to do, you had to do that. And the purpose was it was very cunning, very precise. It wasn't just that they were a bunch of pervs. This was actually to make sure that you could be an operative willing to engage in anything that was needed at the time that your handlers wanted to compromise whoever they needed to compromise. And so if you're a sex operative and you find, I don't know, you know, gay sex offensive, you have to be put through that so that you might have to go, you know, compromise some high level dignitary, somebody that maybe you need to be used to compromise somebody at an embassy who happens to have gay proclivities. You don't like it, but that it doesn't matter. You serve the state. You're going to be gay for the state, whether you like it or not. Again, everything is spanking gay, as we've been saying for a long time. And again, you can think of other cults, other examples that point to, not necessarily the gay stuff, but I mean, elements of sexual compromise. If you think, for example, about the Process, Church of the Final Judgment, and Manson, this has a tremendous amount of overlap with Hollywood, the music industry. Think about the Beach Boys and all that. Brian Wilson, the overlap with Manson, and his now disclosed, CIA connections via the Tom O'Neill book, which many people had been discussing for a long time anyway, before that book. Well, now we kind of know that there is this element to Manson. There is the same element with British intelligence and the Process Church and the CIA, these overlaps. And so we don't know all the exact details, but we do know that with these kinds of cults, there oftentimes are these overlaps of mind control. It does appear that Manson was, you know, definitely brainwashing the girls at the Spawn Ranch, as well as other people. You have this overlap too with Kenneth Anger, the Rolling Stones, Lucifer Rising, all the avant-garde filmmaking that was going on there, which was again a lot of the same sorts of gay sexuality way ahead of its time in terms of what was acceptable on a social level. And so what was happening in the background of Hollywood and these cults and these intelligence agencies in the 1960s really just spilling over into the mainline culture decades later. And it's not, I don't think it's accidental that people like Harry Hay, who was a key member of the OTO, he was a part of Crowley's group. I think he played the organ in one of the California OTO lodges. Harry Hay becomes one of the founders of, co-founder of NAMBLA and also one of the co-founders of the modern gay rights, gay marriage movement. These situations oftentimes overlap because there's a deep connection between Hollywood as the new Babylon. In fact, they even made a movie with Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie, called Babylon, where Hollywood is really presented as this. If you think back to D.W. Griffith and his famous movie Intolerance, the sets that they built, where you have basically Babylon and Hollywood as Babylon, they were put up to be the entranceway into where that giant mall is in downtown Hollywood, even to this day in downtown L.A. So Hollywood is Babylon. And Hollywood has been for a long time presented as this and pictured as this. That's why Kenneth Anger wrote the book Hollywood Babylon. And if you're interested in that topic, I would say you can go read my books, because I also wrote two books very similar to that topic, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2. You can get signed copies at my website, jasonanalysis.com, in the shop, where I go into a lot of depth about all of the topics you're hearing me discuss today. That's why Hollywood has been so esoteric and occultic for so long. I'm not saying everybody's evil. I'm not saying everybody in Hollywood's bad. I'm not saying all movies are bad. I'm just saying that there is this deeper element. This is going on in the background. And, you know, when we were calling attention to this many, many years ago, it was less known, even though it was there. You would see this pop up in a lot of music videos. And there was even famous cases in Hollywood history, of like the Black Dahlia and so forth, where there was this obvious satanic element to it. It's almost like they gradually just sort of uncloaked and revealed themselves in our day, especially in the last 10 years. It's just sort of totally uncloaked. You had famous people in Hollywood like Sammy Davis Jr., other, you know, starlets that were interested in, Jane Mansfield, that were interested in the church. They were members of the Church of Satan with Anton LaVey. David Bowie famously wasn't interested in the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. He was very into ritual magic for a while. I mean, at a somewhat serious level, I don't just mean that they're doing it for, you know, their persona or for their brand. But I think that to some degree, many of them have been actually interested in this. But also keep in mind Jay-Z too, right? Jay-Z, Beyonce for a long time have publicly promoted Crowley. They wear Crowleyan, like the propaganda, do what thou wilt with Crowley on the t-shirt, a lot of occult imagery throughout their videos. And you know, now we've had certain pop stars like Ye, who's talked about this. He seems to have kind of gone off into back and forth and flip flopped, and he seems to have some issues with drug struggles and all of that. But a lot of what he's saying is accurate, and he has been talking about how trainers can be handlers. This has come out now, and he's not the only one. Even though he's saying kind of crazy stuff, other people were saying this too. Cat Williams, for a long time, has been saying that this is going on in the music industry, that rap is fake and gay, that they have rituals that they do to initiate you into the club, and it's basically just compromised gay sex. But he specifically used the term ritual, which I thought was accurate, which was relevant, because that adds more of a religious component too, even to the Diddy stuff. So I don't know that that's actually come out yet in any court documents. It could be. I've not read through all these court documents yet, but the religious element could be a key sign here, because again, a lot of these people get into Crowley, which is largely a lot of gay sexuality in terms of religious theology. They have a very vast religious symbology and meaning to gay sexuality in Crowleyanism and in that sect. Other groups, it doesn't have to be that group. There's other satanic sects and groups and cults that do the same types of stuff. And so you can see how very basic human passions, the desire to have sex, this kind of stuff, that's a very basic need. These groups prey on the basic needs that we have. And the CIA has used Maslow's studies, the hierarchy of needs. Humans, you know, require acceptance, love from other human beings. They require food, they require sex. I'm not saying they require gay sex, I'm just saying they require sex. And so what happens is that cunning and smart people can prey on this need and lure weak people into these kinds of operations and into these kinds of settings, because they already have a proclivity of seeking approval, seeking attention, seeking fame. All of that need for acceptance is the weak point at which they can be brought into these cults, these circles, these groups, and then co-opted and compromised, groomed, so to speak, into these operations. Now, think about the Dan Schneider stuff with Nickelodeon. Another situation very, very similar. I'm not saying that it's a total sexual compromise thing. I'm just saying it's another situation where we have, you know, pedo-type stuff going on in children's entertainment. All of this stuff is completely degenerate. It's just a bunch of pervs and weirdos and creeps running these operations, and they get higher and higher in these structures because they have no scruples and because they're compromised and they're working together with other degenerate, compromised people. And so it's a system that perpetuates itself over and over and over. And it is based on certain esoteric philosophies. Not everybody in these systems necessarily has to believe in all that. They don't have to know all the ins and outs of the esoteric philosophies. But one of the patterns that we're starting to notice and what is being promoted throughout the pop music is this tendency towards the gay stuff, the tendency towards the trans stuff. Why is that? Because most or many esoteric philosophies worship Baphomet. They have this idea that the true God is non-binary or above all binaries, or is both, because that's a higher, better position somehow. And we covered that when we lectured through basically the entire, almost all 500 pages of the Cambridge Companion. This is academia saying this. It's not me coming up with this, making this up. This is actual academic history and philosophy. And again, other books too cover this. In fact, there was a recent book written on how the entire modern world is kind of built on people like John Dee, the famous occultist. There's John Dee and the Empire of Angels, Enochian Magic and the Occult Roots of the Modern World. Other books are back in print too that have been out of print for a long time that I've been looking at that reminded me of some of these issues. Now this was, it's kind of old because it was written in 2002 or 3. But one of the first books written about the sexual abuse scandals in the Roman Catholic Church You can now get it in print again. It was out of print for maybe 15 years. It's called Lucifer's Lodge, Satanic Ritual Abuse in the Catholic Church by William Kennedy. And I recommend that book because it's really just going through mainline news stories that had come out up until the time of 2001, 2 or 3, whenever this was written. So it's not... Excuse me. It's not relying on a lot of conspiracy theorizing. It's really relying on public news stories of the rampant satanic ritual abuse that was going on in the Roman Catholic Church, which is an element of the pedophile priest story that's oftentimes covered up. They don't always discuss this. We've seen pop bands like the Jonas Brothers, for example. The Jonas Brothers have been seen. I know they're not as popular now, but they were shown with T-shirts of Aleister Crowley promoting just pure satanic stuff, Gnostic Satanism to kids. I mean, this is not accidental. It's not an accident that all these Disney pop stars and Disney kids end up suddenly getting into Aleister Crowley. There's a long history of pop stars – again, getting connected to or doing public high-profile rituals that we've talked about so often. We talked about, for example, remember Pink back in 2009. She did a ritual, high-profile ritual, which was all based on the initiation into the Masonic Lodge. She did the entered apprentice ritual on stage. In 2001, the VMAs were a giant satanic service. Lady Gaga, 2009, she did a human sacrifice service. We've seen the London Olympics. We've seen the opening ceremonies of the Gutenberg Tunnel. That was all openly satanic. We saw the Olympics a few months ago, all openly satanic, anti-Christian, Jacobin, Illuminist symbolism all throughout the Olympic ceremony. And you'll notice as this keeps coming out, and as we've written over and over about this for, I mean, I started writing about this topic in 2011. My first essay critiquing occultism and esotericism in Hollywood was 2011. Now, I knew about it before that. I first encountered this idea in about 2004 or 5. But I didn't know enough about it at that time really to write about it. And I think I was listening to Alex at that time too. I first heard Alex in 2003. So I was listening to Alex regularly and he would talk about, you know, the symbolism in movies and stuff like that. And that kind of got me interested in going deeper into this in the realm of film. But it's not just film. You'll find that, oh, wait a minute, this is actually also in Hollywood. It overlaps very heavily into what we see in music as well, the music industry. And it didn't begin with today's pop stars. When you go back to Madonna, you find out, why is Madonna promoting Kabbalah? In fact, you go back to old videos. We went and watched recently Madonna's video for Die Another Day, the Bond movie from 2003 or somewhere in there, 2002. And if you watch the video, the Madonna video for Die Another Day, it's all about mind control, the fractured psyche. She's being abused. She's being tortured, electroshock, etc. She's tied down. She's presumably raped as well in the video, I'm saying. And she then utilizes Kabbalah in the video. You can see the Hebrew text. She wraps the tefillin around her arm. She starts chanting, presumably chanting Kabbalistic prayers. And this is what frees her supposedly from the mind control and the abuse. And I mean, it's just wild to think about. I mean, most of us didn't know, you know, 2003. What Kabbalah was or whether Madonna was into Kabbalah. That really became popular much later, 2008, 9, 10. She was, you know, promoting the Kabbalah Center in LA and publicly about, all about that. But it turns out, no, actually, Madonna was pushing this stuff and into this stuff, much earlier. We just had the VMAs recently. I don't know if, I mean, does anybody even watch MTV anymore or tune into this stuff? I'd not watched anything like this in maybe 15 years. I don't remember the last time I watched MTV. I mean, I think the last time I've seen anything from MTV was like Flavor Flav and a House Full of Hoes, and Bridget Nielsen was there. So I don't know if that's like 2003. Like, I don't know when that was. Maybe that was VH1. Who knows? But I just remember Flavor Flav was trying to marry a bunch of hoes. That's the last thing I've ever seen from MTV. But apparently it still exists and they still do the VMAs. And they gave a Lifetime Achievement Award to Katy Perry, which is it's odd. I mean, usually Lifetime Achievement Awards are when you're like 60 and you're, you know, Roger Moore after 30 years of movies or something. But no, Katy Perry got some kind of Lifetime Achievement Award, and she gets up on stage. She doesn't really do anything occultic, but now it's just a straight up implied, sort of pornography when her whole, performance. There was other people that I wasn't even familiar with. I don't know any of the pop stars anymore today. And I'm proud of that. I feel like, am I a boomer now, or am I just like immune to the degeneracy? But what I'm getting at is that is there anything really even edgy anymore? Because once we've gotten to Lil Nas X and he's like gay humping Satan in a homosexual relationship with Satan, I mean, what else is there? There's no other. I mean, I guess technically, yeah, we could get more degenerate. There's things worse than that, but I mean, here we are, and this is by design. That's the point. Like, when you get into this idea of cultural degeneracy, even in warfare, this kind of stuff is utilized to demoralize. Remember when we did the sex espionage analysis from the Donald Boer book? We saw that famous military tacticians and generals, they were perceptive enough a long time ago, even at the time of the British versus the Chinese, or even the Japanese versus the Chinese. The guy, the famous guy we talked about, Kenji Doihara, he had figured out that he could spread throughout China brothels, and the brothels were also places where you could buy opium. So it wasn't just the British that were doing this. Kenji Doihara also probably adopted this from the British model of the opium trade. And he figured out that he was demoralizing vast provinces of China through his vast network of brothels the hoes were also spies, and they were also selling heroin and getting everybody hooked on heroin. So drugs, culture war, and toxic, degeneracy spreading is a great way to demoralize a people. And this is what I'm trying to say to the normies and people like Matt Walsh, who doesn't think that there's any, you know, organized motivation behind this. It's all organic, and it's just happening, and who knows why, we don't know. Even though this has been studied by militaries, and it's a strategy, it's a known technique for centuries to promote degeneracy as a part of culture war. It's just like, I mean, warfare is not just fighting with swords and guns and tanks. There's economic warfare. There's culture war. And all of these are used to demoralize the population. Well, guess what? All of this satanic psyops is being used on us. And one of the reasons that we never really are able to stave this off, I'm not saying it's not possible. We can stop this. It is possible. We don't have to go down this route. I mean, Alex has been talking about this, especially the last couple of weeks, since assassination attempt number 2. By the deluded boomer Gen X guy who believes the mainstream stories, right? He's the perfect example of a person completely brainwashed into what the mainstream media wants a person to believe about Trump and MAGA and all this. So it's completely delusional. And so they're acting according to the perfect mind control of the mainstream media, right? We don't have to go down that route, but it's going to require people figuring out that we're up against more than just the idiots in Washington and throwing the boobs out. I'm not speaking against Trump here. I think Trump has to be elected. Kamala will basically destroy the country. We have to have Trump. There's just no doubt about that. And I have criticisms of Trump, but look, Kamala will literally, I mean, just her capital gains stuff will destroy the country, destroy the economy. It's already half destroyed anyway. So what I'm saying is, like, if you understand this, and how dire the situation is, and that's what the conservatives cannot understand. And they're really the main reason that things keep getting worse. I mean, we know the left, and we know the Democrats, and we know they're committed to pure evil. That's who they are. And God even says, I would rather you be, right, don't be lukewarm, be hot or cold. Well, they're at least wicked, and we know they're totally wicked, totally depraved. But it's the weak conservatives that are really the end of the country. They're going to be the reason that this country is destroyed. Because why? They refuse to recognize what's really going on, that there are conspiracies, that it's way further down the line than we thought. And they keep propping up the battles of 20 years ago. And then they'll just concede that battle from 20 years ago and adopt the liberal position from 20 years ago. That's why conservatism of today is the Democratic Party of 20, 30 years ago. It's always that way. Why? Because nobody has a fixed, actual, hard worldview from which they can predicate truth and falsehood, right and wrong. It's all about playing politics, constantly compromising, and constantly giving ground, because everyone is just defending liberalism. Everyone has various forms of liberalism. No one can find true conservatism, which can only be grounded in some kind of theistic Christian worldview first and foremost. And it's not going to be found in a bunch of fake non-denominational churches or in Pope Francis's new church, where he says that all paths lead to God now. This is the Alex Jones Show. Be sure and head on over to the InfoWars store and buy those products to keep Alex on the air. This is the tip of the spear.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.